Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump wrapped up his Asia trip with a much-anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi in South Korea.
President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time, and it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Xi heard through a translator.
In the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-U.S. relations, should stay the right course and ensure the steady sailing forward of the giant ship of China-U.S. relations.
President Trump has agreed to reduce tariffs on China. Beijing agrees to allow the export of rare earth minerals and to start buying American soybeans. Mr. Trump now making his way back to the U.S. Looking at what some other countries, including adversaries, are doing, President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons tests suspended more than 30 years ago. Jamaica is reeling in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa.
Well, I think it's going to be rough, and I think we're going to have people get injured worse than what we thought about. But a lot of people lost roof and so forth. But we still have to pick up the pieces and move on.
A determined survivor speaking with the BBC, the storm killed at least 34 people across the Caribbean. It's the 30th day of October and the 30th day of the government shutdown with no end in sight. With the arrests of five more people, a total of seven now being held in connection with the crown jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris, the gems have not been recovered. The Blue Jays, one game away from a World Series title following last night's 6-1 defeat of the Dodgers, game six tomorrow night in Toronto. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 189 points, NASDAQ futures are off 55. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets, and why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF Chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Fox 45 weather on the threes.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking heavy rain, gusty winds this morning, along with the threat for some strong to severe storms, some of which could produce some damaging wind gusts, even a brief tornado or two. The rain should be clearing out of here this afternoon. Otherwise, very warm today with highs in the upper 60s, turning drier tonight and colder as lows fall back into the mid 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy and cool for your Halloween with highs in the upper 50s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 56 in Boley's Quarters and 54 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore police officer has been suspended after a viral video appeared to show him driving his vehicle toward a civilian. Police say they're reviewing body camera footage and have opened an internal investigation. Commissioner Richard Worley called the video disturbing and alarming, saying the behavior does not reflect the department's values. Mayor Brandon Scott and State's Attorney Ivan Bates both said the incident is under active investigation, with Bates confirming his office's integrity unit has launched its own probe. The officer will not be used as a witness in any ongoing cases until the investigation concludes. Health officials say a powerful animal sedative called metitimidine was found in drugs linked to a mass overdose in the Penn North area. 11 people overdosed on October 8th, and 7 were hospitalized. The sedative, often mixed with fentanyl, makes overdoses harder to reverse since Narcan doesn't work against it. Similar cases have been reported in Philadelphia, where the drug recently entered the street supply. It's the third mass overdose in Penn North in 4 months. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 7-8-1. The pick 4, 1-2-4-3. You're on Casey and Company at 6:05. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Game 5 of the World Series last night, and the Blue Jays now are one game away.
Chopper to third, Clements to second, over to first, double play! A World Series masterpiece!
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. It was Treya Savage with that masterpiece. He started the season in single-A ball in Dunedin, Florida, and ended it for the moment, at least, on the mound last night in Los Angeles, striking out a World Series rookie record 12 batters in 7 innings as the Blue Jays took firm control of the Fall Classic. 6-1 was the final. Savage breaks the record of 11 strikeouts set by the Brooklyn Dodgers' Don Newcomb in 1949, and he acknowledged after the game what a fairy tale this has become.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Crazy world. Hollywood couldn't have made it this good. So, just being a part of this, I'm just very blessed.
Blue Jays also becoming the first team in World Series history last night to hit two home runs to lead off the game back-to-back. Travel day today. Game 6 will be tomorrow night north of the border. Game 2 of the Ravens' resurrection tonight in Miami. Another chance for Baltimore to determine if the revival is authentic or a mirage. 2 games in 5 days, tough on any team, especially the one that travels. Linebacker Roquan Smith asked how you manage it.
I think it's an attitude, and I think it's an attitude from the day that you finish the game on Sunday all the way up until Thursday. Yeah.
Baltimore is a healthy team. They've been all season long. A walkthrough yesterday before departing, full team participation. Coming up in 30 minutes, more changes coming to the Orioles coaching staff. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, the Halloween Eve, October 30th. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Senator Steve Hershey says, hey, in order to help Maryland with the SNAP food stamp issue, maybe the state ought to suspend lottery sales. Take a look at how that idea is going over or not. Governor Moore and Senator Ferguson are clashing over a special session on redistricting Andy Harris's seat. But our top story here today is you probably will never see this again, I'm sure, in your lifetime and maybe ever. The accomplishments and the achievements by President Donald J. Trump In 284 days of office, what he has done, ending 8 wars. And in this latest Asian trip, we're looking at 1 peace deal, 7 trade deals that are just off the charts. And the latest comes, a deal was cut with the president and the communist nation of China and President Xi yesterday.
We have not too many major stumbling blocks. We have a deal. Now, every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time.
That's the president aboard Air Force One returning home. Part of the deal is that China will remove its Export Controls Act on its rare earth minerals, which they control 90% of the world's rare earth minerals.
So we continue to produce the rare earths and buy the rare earths and everything else, and, you know, when you see from other countries. But China is, that whole situation, that roadblock is gone now.
In exchange, the president says he'll lower or reduce tariffs on China, especially since he thinks that they're going to come around eventually on fentanyl, and he's going to cut them 10%, and that is something that China was angling on and banking on for their economy.
It was 57, now it's 47.
And how long?
Because we reduced it by the fentanyl.
And for American farmers, great news, the Chinese did not buy a single soybean in 2024. Not a single one. So there's been a deal struck on soybeans as well.
Large amounts, tremendous amounts of the soybeans and other farm products are going to be purchased immediately, starting immediately.
It was also announced there will be mutual visits, first President Trump to China and then President Xi to the United States.
I'll be going to China in April. And he'll be coming here sometime after that, whether it's in Florida, Palm Beach, or Washington, D.C.
And the president was asked by the press, how would you rate this meeting, this deal with Xi Jinping?
Overall, I guess on the scale of from 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12.
Yeah, and I would concur with that. Let's look at it. This president, in just 284 days, has achieved more, has accomplished more than any other president in my lifetime. And I've been around for, I was born during Eisenhower. And now, of course, this is just an amazing run. And instead of celebrating this fact, I expect the stock market to really react today for two reasons. One, the future looks great on these trade deals and on the tariffs working, blowing a lot of these conservatives, these so-called conservatives who are they claim to be free and fair traders, but they've allowed countries like China and others to take advantage of us. Now, the only real sticking point in all of this is Canada. We haven't been able to really cut a deal with Canada as of yet, but they'll bend the knee eventually because they need us more than we need them. But this president has proven once again he was right. These tariffs worked, brought people to the peace table and to the trade deals. I've never seen anything like it before. And with the Fed cutting the interest rates again a quarter point yesterday, strap yourselves in. It could be a great run today. So we'll see. 6:13, Chuck has the morning off. Traffic weather on the threes. Now the update. Here is Carlos Ramirez.
Southbound side of I-95. Be careful here as you make your way down towards Mountain Road. Looks like the left side of the roadway is blocked off near Maryland 152. Stay to the right to get on by. Southbound side of the JFX after the Northern Parkway approaching Cold Spring Lane. A crash blocks multiple lanes with delays building. So far between the beltways, be careful. Down coming up from D.C. northbound BW Parkway because of police activity shut down after 197. Delays building, and of course I-95 is going to be your better option, but now we're hearing about a crash coming up from D.C. northbound 95 as well. 58 degrees and rainy in Baltimore. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. It is indeed a messy, ugly morning. It is going to be windy and rainy for most of the morning here throughout the day today. Of course, there's heavy rain, gusty winds, according to Fox 45 Weather Authority. Threat of strong enough storms to produce a tornado. That is a possibility. Warmer today, highs will be in the upper 60s. Rain clears out later this afternoon and dry in 40s overnight. So right now we're almost at 60, 58 light rain in Columbia, 57 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Newly discovered Dr. Seuss book will come out next year. It's about all 50 states. People are really excited to read it, mostly to find out which word Dr. Seuss will use to rhyme with Massachusetts. I mean, you know, it's going to be tough. How about here in Maryland? What would you? What would they write?
I was just thinking that
the Grinch who stole Maryland.
The Grinch, or
how about the cat who passed the hat?
The Lorax.
Yeah,
yeah, or the cat who passed the hat. That one's good.
Yeah, so that would be Governor
that
Moore.
That was the top. So I like that.
Due to the government shutdown, the SNAP food assistance program will run out of money on Saturday, and the government saying trying to put a good spin on this, saying look, it's a better way to lose weight than Ozempic. Okay. Just to factor that
natural.
In.
All natural.
Yeah. During his trip to Asia, President Trump received an interesting gift from the country of South Korea. They gave him a crown called a Mungwungwa. Of course, apparently they didn't get the No Kings memo. Maybe they did anyway. They
dropped it. It fell out of the Air Force One. I don't know.
President Trump has fired the entire Arts Commission that's in charge of reviewing construction plans for the new White House ballroom. Rather than dismantle the group, he just relocated them to East Wing. Which has now been demolished. A woman is suing SeaWorld after she was struck in the face by a duck while riding one of the park's roller coasters.
Why would that be? She forgot to duck.
That's barely what happened there.
No duckage.
No duckage at all. And today is Text Your Ex Day, and that's the reason why Chuck is off today. It's going to take all day to text. The X is there, for sure. All right, so there was a survey out. I'm trying to locate it in my stack of stuff here this morning, which is, again, it's not a good look for Baltimore in that, you know, we get all these surveys that, you know, were ranked most dangerous, least safest, et cetera. And this one had to do with business. And it basically, we've been identified. Here it is. I found it in my pile this morning. It is... Baltimore named among the most untrustworthy cities for doing business. Number one is Clarksville, Tennessee. Number two is Glendale, California. And then we go all the way down to, let's see what number we are here in this survey. So we're number 220 out of the 500 cities that they have. But again, it's just when you look at it, the corruption, the incompetence, the survey of 3,000 small business owners identify the cities with the best and worst payers. Again, this is all. And I love this disclaimer on the study: content produced by humans. You got to put that on there now because of
that's
AI.
That's sad. I never thought I'd see the day where you had to disclaim contents produced by humans.
Yeah, and that's where we are today. But they write of Baltimore, a city of big institutions and slow disbursements. Universities, hospitals, and local government contracts keep the city humming, but their payment systems are often outdated, leaving vendors chasing checks through layers of approvals. Well, I wouldn't just say just Baltimore and singling out, but Maryland, I think. Maryland is the, remember the unemployment site that they set up years ago during COVID? And then there was the Maryland healthcare website that was, you know, just horrible to navigate. And it just seems like for whatever reason, we just don't apparently hire the best. And maybe that's because they all go to the private sector. But there's a lot. We look at the latest, and we'll get to this a little bit later on this morning. The Department of Human Services Secretary Ray Lopez was grilled yesterday on a hearing in Annapolis. And once again, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing and vice versa. So that's a problem. So another embarrassing poll. Baltimore, one of the most untrustworthy cities in the country. All right, here's our contact numbers this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And the question here is, you've ever seen anything like this before, this level of success by any president? And in only just 200, think about this now, he's been in office since January, so what, 10 months?
Yeah, not even a year.
Not
promises
even a year.
Made, promises kept.
9 months, whatever it's been. And you've got this, and it's just, the guy never sleeps.
No.
He's the Energizer bunny. Of presidents. And he just, you know, 4 or 5 hours, he's always giving. He's the most transparent. He's the most accessible. Every time, everywhere you look, he's given a press conference on Air Force One, wherever he goes. with the media. He's open to the question. Now, obviously, he has a lot of disdain for fake news media, and rightfully so, the way they've treated him and the way that they didn't do their jobs in investigating stuff like Operation Crossfire Hurricane and the weaponized lawfare against him. We're going to get to Operation Arctic Frost here at the top of next hour. This just will blow your mind how many Republicans were targeted by Biden's weaponized FBI. But he is just, I've never seen anything like before. I was a big Reagan fan, still am. But this has been, I think, the most successful presidency and president in the history of the United States. And with an asterisk, maybe with nods, tip of the cap to George Washington and Abe Lincoln, who had do amazing things during a civil war that ripped this country apart. So I'm just getting your thoughts as well. So give us a call. Let us know. It's 620 Town Appliance. You speak of success, Mayor and Mayor, two guys named Mayor. I don't know how that happened, but maybe it just was a harmonic convergence. They opened up this appliance store in Owings Mills, and the showroom is stunning. So if you're in the market for a new appliance, if you're upgrading your kitchen, or just want to go see what's out there today, Town Appliance. And again, you can shop somewhere else. Go to the big box stores and get your price, and then you go into Town Appliance. They'll match the price. They've got much better service than anybody else, and they know their product, I think, much better than anybody else as well. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, and tell them I told you to call for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour, and you are listening to Casey and Company, and you can join us. We're talking about just an incredible trip over to Asia. First to Malaysia, where he was seen dancing,
doing the Trump dance. Great.
It was great, and it got off to a great start. And then, of course, the trade deal with Malaysia. The peace deal then was signed with Cambodia and Thailand. That is peace deal number, I can't remember, it was one of the eight that he signed. And then trade deals with both Thailand and Cambodia. Then over to Japan, where he was treated like royalty by the new prime minister there, Sanae Takaichi.
She was a heavy metal drummer.
Yeah, and given a, absolutely.
She was in a metal band. Isn't that cool?
And she gave him a lot of gifts and a lot of pomp and circumstance there. Cut an amazing trade deal with Japan for rare earth minerals, etc. Also then from China over to the APEC summit in South Korea, where another deal was cut with South Korea. And then finally, this deal now with China, which I think is much needed. And it is really now we'll get to the reason why he focused on foreign policy before returning the targets here at home in just a second. All right, we're having some issues, technical difficulties with our traffic here this morning. Chuck has got the day off, so we'll give you your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain today, gusty winds, threat of strong enough storms to produce a tornado, warmer with highs in the upper 60s. And right now we are at, believe it or not, it's almost 64 in Ocean City and 59 in Baltimore City. So it's a tropical, it heats things up here a little bit, but bringing a lot of rain and wind.
I thought it was a hot flash.
Could be that too. It's the Mother Earth's hot flash is what it is. All right. So the reason why I think that you look at this as the geopolitical importance of getting these trade deals, and because for far too long, these countries have taken advantage of previous presidents, both Democrats and Republicans, and that has contributed to basically we're carrying the freight. I mean, remember when in his first term we get NATO to pay their fair share? Now it's these countries like China and eventually Canada. They will eventually, I think, capitulate. They need to stop trying to take advantage of Uncle Sam.
Oh.
And this is the America First MAGA economic policy that we make right things in the global. We're not going to let these global elitists take advantage of the United States anymore. And what we're going to do is we're going to have free and fair trade. But it's going to be fair. So you're not going to be able, like, you can't close your markets to our products or expecting to pour your products into the United States. You can't charge us tariffs because tariffs actually were used to rebuild Europe during the Marshall Plan post-World War II. We let Europe charge us tariffs. We didn't charge them anything, so they could rebuild their economy that World War II completely had destroyed. And so tariffs can be used for good if you've got the right people that know how to use them, like President Trump.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what he's done. So, number one, this does two things. One, we've got to make sure that we have a China that is treating us fairly, and because our economy right now is linked a lot to China. So it'll be too disruptive not to have done these deals. So you got to settle global markets first, and then of course he's worried about the security here in our own hemisphere. That's the reason why we're going after Venezuela with the drug boats and Colombia, and that's the reason why you got to secure your border and making sure that that nobody's getting into this country any longer. And if it is, it's trickling in. It's not pouring in like it was during the Biden-Harris regime, which was just off the charts. So you have a secure border, and now you have hemispheric security in our hemisphere, and now we're also basically everywhere we go. You look at these deals, they're all basically a check against China, whether it be Japan. And Japan, of course, and China, as you know, oil and water, going way back World War II. So whether it's Japan or Vietnam or Cambodia or all these are all, again, against a check against China. Now, the big kahuna here is ending this war in Ukraine and Russia. If he can pull that off and get that war to be ended, then, and I think that day is coming. It's going to be sooner rather than later, but it's just a matter of time before he can get these two. And now, of course, he's got everything else off the table. He can focus like a laser beam on Ukraine and Russia. And at the same time, again, you look at the economy right now, it has got some issues. I mean, you know, you got some pricing with coffee and beef and so on and so forth. But eventually it will settle down. Now, because I saw a CNN interview the other day with Harry Enten, in which I think it was in 2024, 43% of the electorate identified the economy as the biggest concern in polling data. That now has dropped to like 24% or something like that. So the economy is still a concern, but it's not the most pressing concern right now for voters. And as we head 5 days away from a major election, and we'll tell you a little bit later on which is the most important race or event to watch. Yeah, everybody's got their eyes on New York City and Mom Donnie. We'll get to that story a little bit later on. We got governor elections in New Jersey and in Virginia. We have Prop 50 out in California right now, as polling shows it could pass. That's where they're going to redistrict California and wipe out all the Republicans, basically. But the big one is in Pennsylvania. The big one is in Pennsylvania. So we'll take a look at that coming up a little bit later on as well. I'd love to hear from you what you think of President Trump's Asian trip. What would you grade it? What would you rate it? 410-922-6680 is the number. 1-800-WCBM-680. And I'd love to hear from you here this morning. Or AM680@WCBM.com. You can text into the show. Michael says the tariffs on China is all about the fentanyl. That's right. He reduced them 10%. China claims that they're going to, you know, crack down on fentanyl. But what China has done is they've sent the chemicals elsewhere, to like labs in Mexico and other countries, Venezuela, where they make it. So they're just exporting the fentanyl. So they're going to crack down on these chemicals, and we're going to be monitoring that as well. It's a 6:29, and Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny, of course, has got all sorts of programs that can help you sell your home, from the trade your home program in. That is much like you trade a car, you trade your home. Vinny Rather has got all the details about that, as well as the Fixer Upper program. You know, a lot of people don't want to spend the time or the money up front to fix their home to get it ready to sale, for a sale, rather. And Vinny will do that for you, and eventually he'll hire the contractors, he'll bring it in, tell you what needs to happen, and then you'll pay Vinny at settlement. And then there's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, where you can actually sell your home and stay in it for up to 12 months. So the reason why he is so successful is that database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So call Vinny today. Tell him I told you to call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. It is 6:30. Let's get some news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The president of Baltimore's Firefighters Union says artificial intelligence cameras are slowing emergency responses and unfairly punishing drivers. Matthew Koster of IAFF Local 734 says their drive cam system, meant for accident investigations, is now being used to discipline firefighters for actions like rolling stops. He argues the policy forces crews to make complete stops at red lights instead of safely proceeding under state law, delaying response times. Koster says the AI system has become a surveillance tool rather than a safety measure, even as the department reports fewer accidents than in previous years. A group of former Baltimore City teachers say they haven't been paid by the nonprofit Leaders of Tomorrow Youth Center, despite claims that all back wages were issued. Eight former educators have filed a federal lawsuit against the nonprofit and city schools, alleging months of unpaid work last year left them in financial hardship. LTYC's president, Dr. Dermel Brunson, said contractor payments for May and June were completed, but the teachers say they've seen no deposits. The nonprofit blames delayed partner payments for the ongoing issue. A political standoff is brewing between Governor Wes Moore and State Senate President Bill Ferguson over whether to call a special legislative session on congressional redistricting. Moore wants lawmakers to return to Annapolis, saying Maryland must respond after several Republican-led states redrew their maps. Ferguson opposes the move, warning it could backfire legally and politically for Democrats. The divide follows a 2021 court ruling that forced Maryland to revise its maps over gerrymandering concerns. Despite the tension, analysts say Moore may ultimately defer to Ferguson to avoid party infighting ahead of next year's elections. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. People have been asking me, where is God in the midst of this confusion into which our culture has fallen? And does he even care? I can assure you, God hasn't gone anywhere. He is the sovereign creator of the universe, and he continues to providentially rule his creation. Ben Franklin, in recognizing this, said, the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. The Bible tells us that God is omnipresent everywhere at once, and that he knows all things. He's all powerful and never sleeps. So yes, he's in our midst. Does he care? He woke you up this morning. He hasn't altered the principle of gravity or the mixture of oxygen that you breathe. He cared enough to send his son to die on the cross and pay the penalty for your sin, sin you can't remove yourself, and he's opened the gates of heaven to all who would believe. I would say he's still around and he still cares. And if you don't feel as close to him as you once did, he's not the one who moved. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a moment. Truth.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's traffic and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
So the good news is that whatever incident we had on the southbound side of 95 near 152 Mountain Road did clear, but now we're hearing about a new one blocking multiple lanes northbound 95 near the Beltway. Got some delays starting to build, so be careful. Southbound side of the JFX, multiple lanes blocked at Cold Spring Lane. Delays building back past the Northern Parkway. Between the beltways, worth noting, northbound side of the BW Parkway did reopen at 198. 59 degrees and rainy in Baltimore. I'm Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are weather alert today as heavy rain, gusty winds, and even strong to severe storms capable of tornadoes move through the region. Otherwise, weirdly warm with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight turns drier and colder as lows dip back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:35 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The importance of being in your seat for the game's first pitch.
Here he comes, and off we go in Game 5 with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field, call to the track. It's a home run on the first pitch of Game 5.
But wait, there's more.
Now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've got back-to-back to start game five.
Joe Davis had the calls on Fox. Within the first three pitches of the game, the Blue Jays led it 2-0. Davis, Schneider, and Vladdy Jr. go back-to-back to start it off. First time in series history that's been done as the Jays take firm control of this fall classic. 6-1 was the final last night for a 3-2 series lead. The beneficiary was right-hander Treya Savage, setting a World Series rookie record with 12 strikeouts in 7 innings, and he said the power surge was key after the game.
It was massive. Those guys set the tone, put us in control early, and we didn't lose that.
A less resilient group might have crumbled after that crushing 18-inning defeat in Game 3, but not this Blue Jay group as they go back to Toronto, leading the series 3-2. Orioles news, it appears that newly hired manager Craig Albernaz will be building his coaching staff the way that he sees fit. A pair of batting coaches in Tommy Joseph and Sherman Johnson have already been told they're not welcome back. Sources telling the Banner that interim manager Tony Mancelino will not be retained in any capacity as well. And first base coach Anthony Sanders has been given permission to seek employment elsewhere. John Mabry, added midway through the season as an advisor to the coaching staff, may be retained. Ravens on the road tonight in Miami for Thursday night football, and after a game three game absence, I should say, Lamar will be back under center, or in the shotgun, as it were. A homecoming for Lamar, who grew up about 25 miles from Hard Rock Stadium. You'd think he'd be excited, but
it's not about Miami, me going down to Florida and playing. It's about any Sunday, any Thursday, you know, anytime, any Monday, it really don't matter. I just want to play football and have fun and get a win. That's all I'm focused on. I don't really care about what's the area.
Ravens had full participation these last 2 days in practice, and they remain a 7.5-point favorite going in. Should be nice weather, and a lot of Ravens fans going to be down there supporting the purple and black. Elsewhere in the NFL, the injury news on Giants rookie running back Cam Scataboo keeps getting worse. Sources telling ESPN yesterday, Scataboo suffered a tibia fracture and a ruptured ligament in addition to an ankle dislocation in Sunday's loss to the Eagles. This is one of the most gruesome sports injuries in recent memory, although not Joe Theismann-esque. The overall prognosis for the injuries is relatively positive. Scataboo is expected back before the start of next season if there are no complications. The time now is 6:37. When we return, have that remote at the ready.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, I remember growing up as a kid without a remote. I remember when you had to get up and actually change the channel.
And adjust the rabbit ears.
Yeah, with the
rabbit
ears.
Didn't you have one of those TVs you had to, like, pedal the bike to power it?
Well, first of all, we were the last people on the block to get a color TV. We were, like, 4 years behind. Okay, because my dad was cheap. Okay, that's number one. I love him. Don't get me wrong. But my dad was cheap. Okay, that's number one. Number two, tonight's the night you got to have the remote.
Right.
Because you got the Ravens on one channel. I don't even know what channel it is locally, whatever it is.
Is it Prime? It's Amazon Prime, isn't it?
Well, it's Amazon Prime, but locally, though, you'd get it for free over regular TV. But then you got to have the remote because you got the World Series on the other channel.
Right.
So, and if you time it out well, I don't know if you know, I'm sure you've experienced this, guys. If you for some reason, it works. If it's timed out well, you can get every pitch and every play.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth. Yeah. I don't know. That's it must be like sports karma or something.
That's called picture in picture. That's what that's called.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah
I'm too cheap. I don't have that.
Neither do
you
I.
You think right after that.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm just saying, block. You got the best pitching team in baseball, the Dodgers, against the best hitting team in the Blue Jays, and right now it looks like hitting is getting the best of it.
It is really quite a series, actually, when you think about it. I mean, this rookie last night, Savage, he played in all the levels this year. Single A, double A, triple A, and he won that game last night in the World Series.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson has long expressed reservations about throwing the state into this national congressional redistricting debate, declared yesterday that the Maryland State Senate will not redraw the state's map to try to get rid of Andy Harris's seat And they're calling it the 8-Zip Movement. It's 7-1 right now. Democrats have the advantage in the congressional delegation. In a letter to his fellow Senate Democrats Tuesday night, Ferguson wrote that despite a national fight for democracy, it would be unwise for Maryland to follow other states that have tweaked their congressional boundary lines to further favor one party or another. Quote, despite deeply sharing frustrations about the state of our country, mid-cycle redistricting for Maryland presents a reality where the legal risks are too high. The timeline for action is too dangerous. The downside risk to Democrats is catastrophic. And the certainty of our existing map would be undermined. Translation, he's afraid, like the last time out when they tried to redraw it, they got smacked down by the courts here in the state of Maryland. He doesn't want that to happen again because three things could happen. One, not only do you not get the 8-zip, now you might be 6-2 or maybe even 5-3 if courts start looking at some of this redistricting. Because years ago, remember, it was 4-4, and then slowly but surely, after every 10 years, Democrats in this state would redraw along rapidly partisan lines. The last one was so absurd, so ridiculous, that even courts, dominated by Democrat judges, said, no, this one doesn't pass the smell test. So that's what he's talking about, the legal risk, because it would get smacked down in court. And then the Democrats could actually end up losing seats. And that's the reason why he said he doesn't want to do it. Both Governor Moore and Speaker Jones have been supportive of the redistricting movement because, let's face it, Governor Tex Moore fancies himself as the California Gavin Newsom. Although he hates being compared to Gavin Newsom, he really is the Gavin Newsom of the East Coast. Slick, double-talking weasel.
At that camera.
Exactly. Moore is agitated for a few maps. He said, quote, the country's gerrymandered right now. It's just the truth. And so if these states are going to have conversations and say, well, do we have fair maps? Then I think the state of Maryland should have a conversation about, do we have fair maps too? Speaker Jones in early October said, now's the time to redraw the district boundaries, saying she would be ready and eager and a willing partner to Moore in that effort. Well, that got back to Governor Moore yesterday, and he was not a happy camper.
Maryland needs to stand up. That Maryland needs to have a voice, and Maryland needs to have a backbone. And so I will work with anyone to include not just Bill Ferguson, but everybody in the Maryland State Senate and everybody in the House of Delegates to make sure that in this moment, Maryland does not cow down. A special session is not off the table, regardless of what anyone else says.
Uh-oh, them fighting words in my country. Bill Ferguson, that might be one of the great MMA fights at the White House. Governor Moore versus Bill Ferguson, if it actually gets that far. So here's the question. Will Ferguson stand his ground? Well, for at least he's Senate. He's the one that's in charge of that chamber. Governor Moore cannot strong arm him into a special session. Now, maybe they cut some kind of deal behind the scenes or whatever. But I just, as of right now, will he stick to his guns or will he bend the knee to Governor Moore? And look, that might be a good thing for the Republicans if Ferguson does capitulate eventually. Look, this all to me smacks of 2028 politics, right? Again, I think that Moore might actually, if he looks at this at the 10,000-foot level, he might see that Ferguson's advice is probably sound advice. It's already 7-1. Are you going to risk, again, blowing it up and maybe losing seats in any kind of, because Republicans are just, they're salivating. They're ready to sue if they do redistrict here in the state of Maryland over racial and or political party lines. Again, as I've said, gerrymandering should be eliminated. It should be done on pure population. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680 is our number. And 1-800-WCBM-680 time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. Here's the update with Carlos Ramirez.
Good morning for the most part. It's a nice ride around Baltimore. A few exceptions. Southbound side of the JFX is one of them. You got that crash near Cold Spring Lane. Delays back towards at least the Northern Parkway. Harrisburg Expressway looks good. Southbound side of I-95, you're slow towards Mountain Road. Earlier crash did clear. Northbound 95, they're looking for a crash near the Beltway, so be ready for that. Between the Beltways, I-95 looks good. BW Parkway looks great. I-70 eastbound is up to speed towards the Beltway. Beltway traffic looks good. Headed to and from Security Boulevard. I'm Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be heavy rain and gusty winds. Two of Chuck's exes, the threat of strong enough storms to produce tornado a little bit later today. Warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Rain clears out later this afternoon. Dry in 40s overnight. Right now 60 in Pasadena, and it is 59 in the Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Butterball Johnson.
You're right.
He's still here. Yeah. Is he?
New Lurch?
Oh, late. No, I meant it. I was. It sounded like something Chuck would say.
Yeah, even though Chuck's not here, we still pay his homage by recognizing his favorite thing, besides traffic, is food. Burger King offering a limited deal where you can pick up its King Jr. kids meals for $3.99. Chuck's known to go with a bunch of baby dolls in the car, trying to pass them off as children so he can get the... the deal. Starbucks. I'm not a Starbucks guy, but if you are a Starbucks fan, they're now replacing some of the baristas with new AI baristas. Now, they say they won't replace the humans, but I would think if you're a human barista at Starbucks, I would be concerned. So, apparently they're going to use it, I guess, maybe for the drive-thru or whatever. So you can just punch it up whatever you want on a screen, and then they'll get it for you in the order, and they fix it for you inside Starbucks. Remember couple of months ago we told you about breast milk ice cream?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was actually not breast milk, but it was made to
colostrum.
Colostrum was made to taste like breast milk.
I don't know the taste.
I don't know, and neither do I. And maybe I just have forgotten as a child. I don't know. I don't know what it is about body fluid stuff now, or body items. But there is a company called Frida, and somehow they found a way to turn kids picking their noses into a wellness product. It's called Boogie Bites. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Frida is launching Boogie Bites candy, booger-inspired gummies. Made with the help of actual booger eaters. Apparently they're sweet and a little salty and packed with vitamin C. A box of Boogie Bites for you, Maggie. $3.99.
I don't want Boogie Bites.
But we'll see if we can get you some complimentary Boogie Bites.
Well, that same company has this gizmo that you use, and it's a wire. I with my granddaughter. My daughter was going to get it. Where you put your mouth on the end of it. I don't, obviously it doesn't come in contact.
You put your mouth on the end of a wire?
On the end of this wire and put the other end in the baby's nose. I'm not kidding. Frida, F-R-I-D-A.
And what is that supposed to?
It's supposed to clear out their nose and send the ick into a container or something. I don't understand, but.
What's that the thing called? Was it Navage or something like that?
It's like a Navage, but mommy operated.
Oh, all right. Only you would know of such a
gizmo. No, it's on the shelf,
gizmo.
I tell you. It's on the shelf.
Okay, we'll see. What's it called? We'll look it up.
Please do, because I need backup.
People might start thinking you're losing it now already.
Oh, no.
Lay's and Doritos are getting a clean makeover. No artificial dyes or flavors whatsoever. And that is the MAHA movement. That is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And we had Tony Lyons on earlier this week. And they're getting rid of the chemicals, the dyes. Pretty soon, I think you're going to see natural is going to be the way of the world. The processed foods are going to be out. Junk food. Again, when I say junk food, I mean it's just chemicals. It's chemicals and the processed stuff
and the
preservatives and the dyes and so on and so forth. Again, we do know that anything that has, sugar, salt, or saturated fat is highly addictive. But, if you can eat that in moderation, you'll be in good stead. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. You want to weigh in on Governor Moore versus Bill Ferguson? Who do you think wins that clash, wins that battle? There's also another battle going on in Maryland. Remember Chris Pabst over at Fox 45? He outed that Baltimore police officer, Lawrence Smith. He was charging overtime when he was on the boat on the Chesapeake Bay and coaching football. And he ripped off taxpayers to the tune of $215,000. Well, he gets to keep his pension, right?
Of course he gets to keep his pension.
And yesterday, Pabst asked Mayor Scott at a press conference, is it right that this officer, or anybody that matter, who's been found guilty of committing a crime stealing from the taxpayers, should get to keep their pension?
Folks who are breaking the law should not be able to keep pensions, no matter who they are. But those issues are not just something that we can solve in the city of Baltimore. They have to be solved in Annapolis.
Pabst went on to report that there's a Senate Bill 47 that was endorsed by Bill Henry, who's the comptroller in Baltimore City. He's a Democrat. And you also had Johnny Ray Solling in Baltimore County. But you have Republicans and Democrats supporting Senate Bill 47 that basically states that if you have been found guilty of a crime involving taxpayers' money, that your pension would be automatically forfeited. And that bill has sat. It's gone nowhere in Annapolis. And it'll continue to sit there because they're not about accountability. They don't want to hold people accountable when they commit wrongdoings. In fact, most of the Democrats down in Annapolis don't even want people to go to jail, period.
Exactly.
They want them out and running around.
I've seen
that. You have. You've seen that.
Basis.
You've been, you know, on a personal basis in the criminal justice system. And not you, Maggie, but your family. So I want to make sure.
I didn't do anything.
We clarified that. Assume the position.
Don't.
A familiar refrain. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Up next, Senator Steve Hershey says during this shutdown when SNAP benefits are expected to run out by Saturday, maybe the Maryland State Lottery should be suspended. We'll discuss.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Join press boxes Ben Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So we're checking up on Maggie Hunter because, you know, we sometimes worry about her mental stability.
Oh, thank you.
I just know that there's somebody who cares, Maggie. The Frida Baby Breathe Easy Kit Sick Day Essentials sells for $20.99. And, apparently includes vapor wipes, vapor rub, vapor drops, but I don't see any tube in there.
There is something called Nose Frida. And
Nose
it is
Frida?
A device that you put one end.
That's what it's called?
Nose and yeah, Nose Frida, F-R-I-D-A.
Nose Freedom?
And it does it. No, Nose Frida. And there's
I found it.
Yes.
I found it. Is this it? Hang on a second. Is that it?
The Nose Frida. That's it.
Okay. That's it. Yep. It looks like it's got a device that one end goes into the baby's nostril and the other end is in mommy's mouth.
Yes.
And I'm going to stop right there because I'm not sure how that ends up.
I'm sure it works well, and God bless anything that helps a baby. But
Nose.
I just the sight of it, I just can't. It's a psychosomatic thing, I guess.
Nose Frida. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
6:53 traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. Thank goodness. Here with the update is Carlos Ramirez.
One of the more frustrating parts around town is going to be on the JFX southbound. Unfortunately, the crash is still there near Cold Spring Lane. Dramatic delays back towards the Northern Parkway. Be ready for it. Southbound side of I-95 dealing with some of your normal delays past the Maryland House, headed down towards White Marsh. So far, you're quiet on the Beltway, headed towards Security Boulevard, and between the Beltways, I-95 and the BW Parkway running smoothly. No issues to report on 97 and I-95, 895. headed into the Fort McHenry and Harbor tunnels, both looking good. Watch out for a broken down car northbound 95 near Interstate Avenue. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain, gusty winds, strong enough storms could produce conditions that could see a tornado, and we certainly hope not, but it'll be warmer today. Highs in the upper 60s down to the 40s tonight. Right now 61 and raining in Arnold, and it is 57 and raining in Bel Air. With SNAP benefits set to stop this Saturday, of course, we played you a lot of that craziness yesterday from the folks. We talked about the food stamp fraud, people selling their food stamps, people trafficking in food stamps, and then the people threatening if they don't get their food stamps, what's going to happen. And I just want to point out that Democrats are on the precipice of starving 680,000 Marylanders because they won't vote to reopen the government. That would be Chris Van Hollen, and wait till you hear who he endorsed the other day, and Angela Alsobrooks, because those are the two Democrat senators, because they already passed in the House. And I just want you to know, every single Democrat voted against reopening the government. So they voted on not paying military, not paying air traffic controllers, which does affect your safety and our nation's security. They voted, again, not to reopen government, which is going to cause your health care, Obamacare premiums to go up sky high. And they voted not to reopen government based on the fact that, well, with SNAP, so they're going to end up starving 680,000 Marylanders who rely on food stamps to feed their families with this ongoing government shutdown. Now, I would say the Trump administration has already moved 645,000 people off of food stamps in just 284 days. Think about that number. And it's one, it's like 42 million Americans. So we got a long way to go. But they're beginning to do that. And so now, of course, State Senator Steve Hershey, who's also running for governor, or thinking about running for governor, excuse me. He's not actually pulled the trigger yet. I don't know why he's so indecisive there. But anyway, he's saying that, yeah, right. You're right, Kristen. You need the money in order to run. Absolutely. Who knows? And nobody's going to get that money. Maybe Ed Hale will. I don't think John Myrick's going to get that money. I don't think any of these other, with all due respect to them, was it Boucher and was Kurt Wedekind, nice guys, you know what? But they're not going to get the money from the RNC or anybody else for that matter. So really, it's going to come down to maybe Ed Hale versus Steve Hershey. And I like Ed Hale's chances of being able to generate revenue more than Steve Hershey.
I know we're getting off track, but just what I was meaning by that was, remember the article that came out in The Sun a few weeks ago about how if you're only an exploratory committee formed, there's looser roles with the money earned. And then maybe if you get out, that can go to someone else. So that's actually what I was talking about. I'm not sure if he's going to pull the trigger, but he can raise money. So think about that.
Yep, that is a good point. Thank you for that, Kristen. But Hershey says he's asking the state to suspend the Maryland State Lottery. And the theory here is that the lower-income poor individuals already on SNAP or food stamps are taking some of that money. Maybe they're selling their food stamps and buying lottery, thinking that's their ticket out. So he says it's time for this because the state makes a profit off the lottery.
And this is a state-operated business that is looking for a profit.
And he says, look, the state should not be cashing in when people are starving because of Democrat reluctance to vote to keep the government open.
Individuals are going to have to challenges between paying for groceries, paying for meds, paying for electricity bills. Should they really be enticed by the state to buy lottery tickets? I'm saying let's show some compassion. Let's take away the opportunity for people to be enticed by scratch-offs and lottery tickets when they're buying their groceries.
Now, the Moore administration had issued a statement after Steve Hershey sent that out and said, quote, "We believe Marylanders have the autonomy to make their own decisions about purchasing lottery tickets without the state interfering," end of quote. But let's face it, the state, and that's true. I mean, being a free market guy, you know, you make your own decisions, but the problem is you should not be able, if it's indeed happening, selling your food stamps in order to get cash in order to buy the lottery. That, I think, is fraud against the government and ought to stop. But the fact of the matter is, the state does have a role to play in all of this because, you know, they are making a profit. This is gambling. This is organized, sanctioned gambling by the state. And we've known for quite some time that it really does negatively impact lower income individuals here in the state. And Hershey says it's time for Governor Moore to stop blaming Orange Man Bad for everything.
Unfortunately, I think it's become easier for Governor Moore to continue blaming the Trump administration rather than addressing the problem.
Yeah. So, look, this might be a wedge issue that Hershey's trying to get a little bit of political traction going on his behalf. I don't think the state's going to do it. I don't think they necessarily should do it. I think we're better served in going after the people that are defrauding the United States government by selling and cashing in their food stamps and buying liquor and cigarettes and lottery tickets. And sometimes you see all three at the liquor store at once. Sad to say. Coming up next, Operation Arctic Frost, Biden's weaponized FBI targeting Republicans. And we've got some names to share with you. Senator Ted Cruz is not happy. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is homeward bound following his Asia trip that ended with a meeting with Chinese President Xi in South Korea.
On Air Force One afterwards, Trump said that the U.S. would reduce tariffs and China would end restrictions on rare earth exports. Unsurprisingly, Trump said he'd rate the meeting 12 out of 10, and he also gave some idea of future visits between the two leaders. Trump to China in April, and Xi to the U.S. sometime after that.
Correspondent Tian McLeod-Gee. The president has directed the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons tests after a 30-plus year hiatus. It was called Operation Arctic Frost. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says it was a massive Biden Justice Department spy operation surveilling the activities of a host of conservative organizations. Also, cell phone records were subpoenaed, including those of Senator Ted Cruz. Grassley calls Operation Arctic Frost the vehicle by which FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. The nation's food banks preparing for a surge of hungry people if federal assistance is cut off this weekend.
States are scrambling to figure out what to do if federal food assistance comes to a halt on Saturday because of the government shutdown. Food banks and pantries that were already struggling after federal program cuts this year are now bracing for a wave of new people needing help. The Trump administration says it won't use a roughly $5 billion contingency fund to keep food aid flowing, and that it won't reimburse states that temporarily cover the costs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With the arrests of five more people, a total of seven now in custody in connection with the crown jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris, the gems still missing. On Wall Street this morning, the stocks futures are in the red. Dow futures down 131. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company. It's 7:03. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
The roads are slick this morning. Want you to be extra careful if you could. Good news, though. Northbound incident we had on I-95 near Moravia Road did clear. And it looks like the other crash we had on the southbound JFX near Cold Spring Lane did clear as well. Southbound 95 a little crowded as you head towards White Marsh. And the outer loop of the Beltway is a little slow from 795 down towards I-70. But for the most part, no crash. That's just a little extra delay because of the rain here this morning. Carlos Ramirez, the traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your 5-
Fox 45 forecast. We are weather alert today as heavy rain, gusty winds, and even strong to severe storms capable of tornadoes move through the region. Otherwise, weirdly warm with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight turns drier and colder as lows dip back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 55 in Parkville and 55 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore police officer has been suspended after a viral video appeared to show him driving his vehicle toward a civilian. Police say they're reviewing body camera footage and have opened an internal investigation. Commissioner Richard Worley called the video disturbing and alarming, saying the behavior does not reflect the department's values. Mayor Scott and state's attorney Ivan Bates both said the incident is under active investigation, with Bates confirming his office's integrity unit has launched its own probe. The officer will not be used as a witness in any ongoing cases until the investigation concludes. Health officials say a powerful animal sedative called metitimidine was found in drugs linked to a mass overdose in the Penn North area. 11 people overdosed on October 8th and 7 were hospitalized. The sedative, often mixed with fentanyl, makes overdoses harder to reverse since Narcan doesn't work against it. Similar cases have been reported in Philadelphia, where the drug recently entered the street supply. It's the third mass overdose in Penn North in 4 months. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 781. The pick 4, 1243. You're on Casey and Company at 7:05. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So how similar are the Ravens and the Dolphins coming into tonight's game in Miami? Actually, says John Harbaugh, fairly similar.
We created an opportunity this week by winning last week. And really, that's what it is, an opportunity this week. And we have to go play our best football against a team that did the same thing. I mean, they went up to Atlanta. They played inspired football. They won a football game.
Dolphins are 2-6. The Ravens are 2-5. But Baltimore plays in, numerically speaking right now, the worst division in the NFL. An overall record of 11-19 in the AFC North. And with word coming from Cincinnati this morning that Joe Flacco, dealing with an AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder, his status now up in the air for Sunday. Bengals a half game in front of the Ravens entering week 5. Baseball last night. Man, has this World Series taken a turn.
Here he comes, and off we go in game 5 with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field, called to the track. It's a home run on the first pitch of game 5.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. In fact, it was back-to-back jacks from the Blue Jays last night in the bottom of the top of the first off Cy Young winner Blake Snell. Davis Schneider and then Vlad Guerrero, and off Toronto win. To a 6-1 game 5 win, lead the series 3-2, and back to Toronto they go tomorrow night for a potential series clinching win. Elsewhere in baseball, ESPN reporting the Twins have named Derek Shelton as their new manager. Shelton was fired by the Pirates on May 8th, just 9 days before the Birds parted ways with Brandon Hyde. MLB Network reporting the two-time World Series winner and future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols is a serious candidate now for the Padres' managerial job. The former Cardinal slugger has no major league or minor league coaching experience. Coming up in 30 minutes, can Maryland bounce back against the number 2 team in the nation? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement?
They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are our local contact numbers for you to call into the program, discuss any of the topics that we have mentioned so far and are about to mention. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and your top stories coming up in this hour. Day 30 of the Schumer shutdown. Are Democrats beginning to show signs of cracking? Maryland's Van Hollen endorsing Mamdani. So now you know for sure how radical Mr. Margarita is. And Operation Arctic Frost, Biden's weaponized FBI. It's much worse than we originally thought. In fact, the original Operation Arctic Frost, when it was first established, we get down to the whys and the wherefores, was a codenamed FBI investigation launched in April of 22. Under the Biden regime, originally we were told that it was an investigation into the legitimate alternative electors that were being seated in swing states for the 2020 elections. But now it appears that Arctic Frost, launched by persecutor Jack Smith and the Biden regime, was an attempt to wipe out MAGA and to prosecute many of the top MAGA personalities like Steve Bannon, like Christina Bobb, who was just with us just a couple of weeks ago. Michael Brown, John Eastman, remember him, the lawyer? Rudy Giuliani, Boris Epstein, Mike Roman, Cleta Mitchell, and many, many others. These are all prominent players in the MAGA movement, and they were out to get them and get us. And they're also out to get, and they spied on senators, like Senator Ted Cruz, who you might imagine is not a happy camper.
Arctic Frost is Joe Biden's Watergate. Merrick Garland was a fundamentally corrupt attorney general. Jack Smith was a fundamentally corrupt prosecutor. This was a political enemies list from the beginning. 197 subpoenas for 430 Republican entities and individuals. That is an absolute and egregious abuse of power. The Biden Justice Department signed off on issuing subpoenas for the phone records of at least 9 U.S. senators. 20% of the Republicans in the United States Senate were the target of this fishing expedition. They did so in complete contravention of the Constitution, of separation of powers, of the speech and debate clause, of free speech, of basic rights of privacy. This is an executive who believes it is justified spying on their opponents in the legislature because they convince themselves the ends justify the means.
And if you're looking at a regime that was spying on Trump, the candidate, spying on Trump's presidency, spying on General Flynn and others, spying on the American people, the CIA in the past was spying on the Senate. Again, when Democrats get into power, this is how they abuse it. That's why they should never be allowed to get in power again. We should all keep that in mind. So coming up, Senator Cruz, they came after him personally in Texas. They asked AT&T for his phone records. AT&T said no. He's protected by speech and debate clause, so they weren't going to give him to the FBI. This is what happens, though, when you get a out-of-control run-amok, people like Biden, And Biden wouldn't really run on the shop. We all know that. It was these other radicals like Mary McCord in the Justice Department and others. So we'll get to that here in just a second. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the day off. And filling in for Chuck this morning is Carlos Ramirez.
Need you to take it nice and slow here this early morning. It's slick all over. Beltway traffic crowded towards Security Boulevard in both directions. Beltway traffic, the ramps to and from I-95, very slow. Southbound I-95 crowded as you make way towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Hearing about a crash on the northbound side of 95, just past the Beltway. It was moved over to the left shoulder, still causing a distraction. And if you're headed up towards the Tidings Bridge, be careful. Just before the Tidings Bridge, looks like there's a crash near the exit for 155. So be ready for that one there. So far, JFX is up to speed. So is Harrisburg Expressway, for that matter. Carlos Ramirez of traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be just an ugly day today. It's heavy rain, gusty winds, maybe even the conditions it could produce a tornado. Warmer today, highs in the upper 60s. And rain clears out later this afternoon, drying up in the 40s tonight. Right now, 59 in rain in Columbia, 62 in Annapolis. And time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, if you said the last hour, I have not seen an American president with this kind of success and achievements and accomplishments in such a short period of time, 284 days into his first year of his second term of his presidency. It is just mind-boggling with which the speed, which has completely caught the Democrats off guard, and now they're really struggling over this Schumer shutdown. We'll get to that here in just a second. But the big meeting between President Trump and President Xi Jinping of China took place late last night.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with a friend of mine, really for a long time now, if you think about it. The very, very distinguished and respected president of China, and we will be having some discussions. I think we've already agreed to a lot of things, and we'll agree to some more right now. President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time, and it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
President Ford, Air Force One, flying back immediately from his trip to Asia, wrote this on Truth Social overnight, and he said that he wanted to thank President Xi, authorizing China to begin the purchases of massive amounts of soybeans, sorghum, other farm products. Our farmers will be very happy. In fact, farmers should immediately go out and buy more land and larger tractors. I would like to thank President Xi for this. Additionally, China has agreed to continue the flow of rare earth, critical minerals, magnets, etc., openly and freely. Very significantly, China has strongly stated they will work diligently with us to stop the flow of fentanyl into our country. They will help us end the fentanyl crisis. China also agreed they'll begin the process of purchasing American energy. A very large-scale transaction may take place concerning the purchase of oil and gas from the great state of Alaska. So, big deal, big trade deal. President Trump reduced the tariffs on China from 57% to 47% due to their fentanyl posturing. President also ordering the Pentagon to immediately start testing nuclear weapons.
We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing. You know, we've halted it many years ago. But with others doing testing, I think it's appropriate that we do also.
Should be noted that Vladimir Putin announced a successful test of two nuclear-powered capable weapons systems, a cruise missile and an underwater drone. And so this is in response to Putin trying to flex his muscles, saying, hey, we got nukes too, and we're going to test just to keep them sharp. Last night there was a big gathering of Turning Point USA at the University of Mississippi where Erica Kirk spoke in front of a sold-out crowd indoors. And Vice President Vance was there, and he commented on the Schumer shutdown.
I know that I'm partisan. I know I have an R next to my name. But I feel pretty damn good saying the shutdown is the Democrats' fault because we voted again and again to open it.
Indeed. And Democrats are being faulted, and that's based on basic civics. You need 50. You need 60 votes to cut off the filibuster, and there are only 52 Republicans and 3 Democrats voting right now to reopen the government. Chris Van Hollen's not one of them, and neither is Angela Alsobrooks. But I think Vance made a very important point on legal immigration, that a lot of people aren't willing to touch this, and I applaud him for going after this.
Legal immigration is complicated because we let in about 1 million legal immigrants into the United States of America every single year, and I think the evidence is pretty clear that a lot of those immigrants are actually undercutting the wages of American workers.
Yes, they are. They are undercutting Absolutely. The wages of American workers. They're taking the jobs of American workers. And with so many Americans on food stamps, these illegals should be out the door. We should reduce the legal immigration. And if you want food stamps for your family, you have to work for it.
Absolutely.
Okay? And you're going to work in these jobs that the legal, illegal and legal immigrants were taking from Americans as well. You'll be paid a good wage. You can hopefully work for your benefits. And it's only truly the disabled and those unable to take care of themselves and their families that should not fall through the cracks of the social safety net. Tom Holman, the border director, basically saying that they're upping the ante on deportations.
And we have a record number of arrests and deportation. We're going to hit 600,000 real soon, which will be a historic record, and we're going to keep going. As we get more agents signed, you're going to see arrests increase twice, three times. You're going to see the numbers skyrocket.
Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, addressing the University of Mississippi last night, sold-out crowd, and here's her message.
We will not apologize for loving our country first. We will not be silent about our faith. We will not back down when the world tells us to kneel, because we bow only to the King of Kings.
Bingo. 100% agree with Erica on that. U.S. Senate yesterday voted to nuke President Trump's tariffs on Canada. The second time this year, the Senate voted to repeal President Trump's tariffs. Four rhinos, Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. But it won't go anywhere because the House won't bring that up for a vote as well. So that's the way it went down, 284 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, your calls and comments. More from Senator Cruz. We'll hear from Senator Grassley over Operation Arctic Frost and what should happen next. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust, AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work, and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. US. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
President Trump has weighed in on Operation Arctic Frost. Quote, former FBI agent Walter Giardina is a dirty cop. He should be along deranged Jack Smith. The sinister team of Lisa Monaco, Andrew Weissman, Little J. Bratt, Norm Eisen, and his fake charity crew, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Thomas Wyndham, who dreamt up the corrupt J6 witch hunt, should be investigated immediately. They are a disgrace to our nation. Thank you for your attention in this matter. MAGA, never forget, or it will happen again. End of quote. So, are you listening, Attorney General Pam Bondi? 723 traffic weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker, who's got the day off today, is Carlos Ramirez.
Good morning. Not too many crashes to report, but plenty of delays all over the place. Rain is not helping your case. Beltway traffic slow in both directions headed towards Security Boulevard. Eastbound 70 crowded between 29 and the Beltway. Northbound and southbound side of 95 slow towards 295. Southbound side of 95 are quite messy towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 not much better headed towards the Harbor Tunnel. A quick look at northbound 95 shows that you are slow approaching the Tidings Bridge, and we might be dealing with a crash northbound near Mountain Road. I'm Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Ugly day today. Heavy rain, gusty winds, threat of strong enough showers that could produce conditions that could tornado-like. Warmer today, upper 60s. Rain will clear out late this afternoon. Overnight dry in the 40s. Right now, it is 59 in Ellicott City, 57 in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call here from, we've got Brandon in Joppa Town.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. Just want to make a quick comment about donating to food pantries. I had wanted to do this, not related to the SNAP benefits. It's just something I wanted to do. But then we hear all this noise on Facebook and whatever about people being robbed at grocery stores and whatever. So I hesitated. I called the Harford County Sheriff and asked if they had any credible threats about people being accosted at grocery stores and whatever, and they said they've heard really nothing of any concern. So I went ahead yesterday. I went to the grocery store, got a cart full of groceries, and went up to Bel Air and donated it to a food pantry. So I think, unless things change over the weekend, I would recommend that anybody that can just go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that's a good charitable thing to do, is to donate. If you're shopping for yourself, take an extra $20 or so and buy some groceries or whatever you can afford, and do that and donate it to one of the food pantries. But there is some concern based on the number of threats I've seen on social media. Especially women walking to your cars with your grocery carts by yourselves. I would make sure you stay alert. And keep your head on a swivel, because they do have security guards inside the store, many of these supermarkets now. But once you leave the store, especially if you're at a far end of the parking lot, I would not do that. I would try to at least go and shop in groups or whatever. I don't want to create a fear and a furor, but I just think it's good common sense from that perspective.
Especially in these times.
Yeah. Let's go to Ron in Essex. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
The reason I was calling in, I don't know if anyone's called about this before, if anyone's even thought about this. I saw Senator Ted Cruz said that during the shutdown, he has voluntarily turned off his own paycheck. And I also saw Senator Chris Murphy was asked that, if he had done that, and he had a one-word answer, which was no, and he walked off. So I wonder, has anyone compiled a list among the 44 Democrats who are continue to shut down the government, how many of them have voluntarily turned off their own paycheck while they're turning off the paycheck of other government employees?
Yeah, it's a great question. Great question, great point. We'll see if we can gather some information on that, because there's some Republicans too, but Republicans have voted to consistently to, except for Rand Paul. So I wonder if Rand Paul is donating his salary. We'll check on that and see what we can get for the other Democrats as well. But that's a great point, Ron. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go next to John in Towson. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
I just thought I would call and share a quick personal experience I've had with the abuse of SNAP benefits due to a lifestyle that I used to live. I personally witnessed. Now, granted, it was called an independence card back then.
Right.
Because I'm going back just over two decades. But anyway,
which to me was one of the greatest misnomers of all time, because the government who you are dependent on for sustenance is calling it an independence card. But go ahead.
Yeah, I always used to say the same thing. It's more of a dependence card,
right,
than an independence card. But anyway, I've personally witnessed people using the independence card. Again, it was two decades ago, and trading, taking the dealer to a store, because the dealers, they got plenty of money, and buying groceries and trading those groceries for drugs. I personally witnessed that. So I just heard other people calling and sharing SNAP abuse issues, and I just figured I would share one that I have actually witnessed myself.
Yeah, we've heard
numerous occasions.
Yep, I've heard that. We've heard all sorts of waste, fraud, and abuse, defrauding the government with these food stamps. They come up with incredible schemes. Usually, whenever a government program goes into place, there's already about 20 different ways to, rip it off before they even put it into practice. So, thanks for your story.
Anyway, it's not hearsay. Witnessed it, so I just thought I would share it with you.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. 410-922-6680. More from Senator Cruz, and he's got some harsh words for Judge James Boasberg, an Obama appointee who is smack dab in all this. The FISA warrant scandal, this latest Operation Arctic Frost, and Cruz is calling for Boasberg to be impeached. We'll hear from Senator Grassley much more. And by the way, Mr. Margarita, the senator, radical Senator Chris Van Hollen, throwing his endorsement to Mamdani in New York. 7:30 time for the latest news headlines, and here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. The president of Baltimore's Firefighters Union says artificial intelligence cameras are slowing emergency responses and unfairly punishing drivers. Matthew Koster of IAFF Local 734 says the drive cam system meant for accident investigations is now being used to discipline firefighters for actions like rolling stops. He argues the policy forces crews to make complete stops at red lights instead of safely proceeding under state law, delaying response times. Koster says the AI system has become a surveillance tool rather than a safety measure, even as the department reports fewer accidents than in previous years. A group of Baltimore City teachers, former Baltimore City teachers, say they haven't been paid by the nonprofit Leaders of Tomorrow Youth Center, despite claims that all back wages were issued. Eight former educators have filed a federal lawsuit against the nonprofit and city schools, alleging months of unpaid work last year left them in financial hardship. LTYC's president, Dr. Dermel Brunson, said contractor payments for May and June were completed, but the teachers say they've seen no deposits. The nonprofit blames delayed partner payments for the ongoing issue. A political standoff is brewing between Governor Wes Moore and State Senate President Bill Ferguson over whether to call a special legislative session on congressional redistricting. Moore wants lawmakers to return to Annapolis, saying Maryland must respond after several Republican-led states redrew their maps. Ferguson opposes the move, warning it could backfire legally and politically for Democrats. The divide follows a 2021 court ruling that forced Maryland to revise its maps over gerrymandering concerns. Despite the tension, analysts say Moore may ultimately defer to Ferguson to avoid party infighting ahead of next year's elections. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Visit ConsumerCellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. Watch out for a crash on the westbound side of Maryland 100 right as you make your approach towards the ramp to 97 southbound. Be ready for this westbound ramp to 97 dealing with that crash, and it is quite slick. The cameras are showing a lot of wet roads, so be careful. Beltway traffic crowded towards I-70, 95, very slow from the Beltway to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Northbound side of 95 up near the Tidings Bridge. They're looking for a crash there just before 155, so be ready for that. Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are weather alert today as heavy rain, gusty winds, and even strong to severe storms capable of tornadoes move through the region. Otherwise, weirdly warm with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight turns drier and colder as lows dip back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It's the Ravens and the Dolphins from Hard Rock Stadium tonight in Miami. Baltimore with very little margin for error the rest of the way. The Dolphins with some confidence now off a 24-point road win at Atlanta. And now they're home tonight. And according to Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, it's not easy going down to Miami.
We know it's going to be a big challenge down there. We've been down there before. We've been down there on Thursday night before. And we know how it is. So we'll have to do everything we can do to get ready and be ready on a short turnaround. That's what we're working on.
And they're working on it with Lamar, who's watched his team sink without him, but has never lost hope.
Not at all, man. I got a great group of guys on my team, good staff, man. I feel like we always got a chance to make something happen, and we still do. We showed that Sunday.
Meanwhile, Dolphins linebacker Bradley Chubb is expected to play, knows the challenge ahead for his Dolphins defense.
You know, you got Lamar, you got Snoop, who did a good job filling in for him as well. So they're both mobile quarterbacks, so that's kind of like the plan we're going with. And, you know, just everybody being on their keys and making sure we play a solid sound football.
Ravens, a 7.5-point favorite tonight. A full roster will be available. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Lions extended D-lineman Aiden Hutchinson yesterday. 4 years, $180 million, $141 guaranteed. It's the highest ever for a non-quarterback in NFL history. College football, can Maryland author a bounce-back game against the number 2 team in the nation? Well, we'll find out Saturday when the Terps welcome Indiana to College Park for homecoming, trying to shake a 3-game conference losing streak, all by blowing fourth-quarter leads. Head coach Mike Loxley was asked if this is an us-against-the-world mentality on Saturday.
And this is no disrespect to Indiana, but our opponent, much like what they do, is the biggest opponent we're going to face is ourselves. And I think when you look at the way the last 3 games have gone, it's been a lot more us than it has been the opponent.
Well, there's no doubt about that. By the way, no team in college football has won a conference game by 50 or more points this season other than Indiana. And after last week's hammering of UCLA, the Hoosiers now have done it twice. World Series last night, the Blue Jays explode and the Dodgers implode.
First pitch, and now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've got
Joe Davis with the call on Fox. Back-to-back homers to start Game 5. That is a first in World Series history. And Trey Yesavage mows down 12 in 7 innings. Another series record for a rookie. Jays 6, Dodgers 1. Toronto can close it out north of the border tomorrow night. The time now is 7:37 when we return Stupid Wagers radio hosts make.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this happened, and you guys don't get any ideas, okay? 2 weeks ago, Thursday Night Football, Week 7, Steelers and Cincinnati.
Right.
Cincinnati ended up winning that game with Joe Flacco. That was the week where they traded him. Cleveland traded him. Pittsburgh radio host on 93.7 The Fan, Andrew Filippone, sportscaster, said, there is no way the Bengals are beating the Steelers on Thursday night. And if they do, I will pierce my nipples without a numbing agent.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And so you know what happened? Flacco had like the greatest game of his career,
right?
Post Ravens. They won it. He did it in front of a live audience, raising money, by the way, to his credit, for breast cancer research. Posted pictures afterward. Yeah. Posted pictures on X about it. You don't have to look at them. Anyway, don't get any ideas. That's my point.
I would say it wouldn't apply to you, Gary, because you've already done it.
How'd you know that?
Julie told me.
She did. I swore her to secrecy.
Well, what kind of earrings do you have? Or what do you call nip rings, I guess?
Gary is hanging around the house, there's a whole different meaning now.
You, you too, Maggie? You're lopping on too?
I've got a lop. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You're a lopper.
I'm a lopper.
Guys, right. I'm not doing it. The worst thing I'm ever going to do is like wear a Browns hat or something, okay?
Wow, there it is.
That's the worst.
He threw it out there. Yeah. All right, we'll see. Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, Senator Chuck Grassley, he headed up this investigation into Operation Arctic Frost, and it's mind-boggling. This is perhaps, and he said it was Joe Biden's Watergate. I think this is worse than Tammany Hall. It's the worst political scandal in the history, and perhaps crime in the history of the United States.
Whistleblower disclosures. 197 subpoenas were issued by Jack Smith and his team. These subpoenas were issued to 34 individuals and 163 businesses, including financial institutions. And one of the points of contact on many of these subpoenas was that person I previously named Special Agent Walter Giardino. The subpoena requested records and communications related to over 430 individual and organizations. All of them appear to be aimed at Republicans. A subpoena to Event Strategies requested records relating to Turning Point USA and the Republican Attorney General's Association.
And who was the one that authorized these subpoenas? Well, it would be the very same judge that basically took very weak, shallow arguments for a FISA warrant and signed off on those. He's an Obama-appointed judge, James Boasberg, and Senator Cruz says Boasberg signed off a subpoena going after him.
Accompanying the subpoena was an order, which I have in my hand right here. An order that was signed by Judge James E. Boasberg. Now, who is Boasberg? Boasberg is that radical leftist judge who is out of control, who has been issuing nationwide injunctions one after the other, trying to stop President Trump from carrying out his mandate from the voters. Judge Boasberg issued an order to the to AT&T and signed that order, prohibiting AT&T from informing me of this subpoena for at least 1 year. And Judge Boasberg gave the basis for that order, and I'm going to quote from the order Judge Boasberg signed. The court finds reasonable grounds to believe that such disclosure will result in destruction of or tampering with evidence, intimidation of potential witnesses, and serious jeopardy to the investigation. That's an order a judge signed. Now, I can tell you right now, there is precisely zero evidence to conclude that I am likely to destroy or tamper with evidence or to intimidate potential witnesses. Zero evidentiary basis for that. This order is an abuse of power. This order is a weaponized legal system.
Yeah, Cruz is ticked off, as you might imagine, and rightfully so. And then he, along with, I think, Senator Hawley and others, are now calling it is time to impeach Judge Boasberg.
If a litigant makes a claim for which there is no factual basis, that litigant is subject to sanctions in federal court. And if a judge signs an order reaching a factual conclusion for which there is zero evidence whatsoever, That judge is abusing his power. I am right now calling on the House of Representatives to impeach Judge Boasberg. Judge Boasberg put his robe down, stood up, and said, sign me up to be part of the partisan vendetta against 20% of the Republicans in the Senate. That is a dereliction of duty and a violation of the judicial oath.
Yeah, well, he's absolutely right. And we'll see if articles of impeachment are drawn up based on an investigation, based on whatever's taken over to the House. Because it is time to tell these judges to rein these radical, runaway, run-amok judges who think they are above the law. 743, if you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News, now be the time to give us a call. You can match wits with Maggie and Kristen at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. But now an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck cannot be wrong today because he's got the day off. Here's Carlos Ramirez.
It's a rainy morning out there. Do be careful. Watch that braking distance and be particularly slow on those ramps. And looks like a lot of folks are actually heeding that warning because as of now, Beltway traffic is particularly crowded on the ramps to and from I-70. Same deal on the ramps to and from I-95. Northbound 95, crowded from the Beltway headed into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Northbound 95 all the way up towards the Tidings Bridge. Be careful. There's a crash near 155. And so far, if you're making your way on the southbound side of the Harrisburg Expressway, you're crowded towards the Beltway. Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain, gusty winds, very ugly day today. In fact, these are the kind of conditions because this warm front that's moved through here bringing a little bit of warmer temperatures and heavy rains could create conditions that could lead to a tornado. So be forewarned about that. We'll keep an eye on that for you throughout the day here on WCBM. Highs in the upper 60s. Rain will clear out a little bit later on this afternoon, and overnight we will be dry with a low in the 40s. And right now we are 59 in Bel Air, 61 with rain in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM keychains and pens, and Dave in Glen Burnie is our contestant. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or third?
Third.
All right, Dave, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. A New Hampshire man has lost his right to vote after repeatedly vandalizing and stealing Trump campaign signs from his neighbor's property. Another glaring example of left-wing intolerance towards free speech and political expression. Story two, new study out, says that taxpayer dollars intended to help the homeless were instead hijacked and now being spent on radical left-wing causes for political reasons. So taxpayer dollars earmarked for the homeless going to the radical left-wing agenda. And story three, California U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says the state has issued commercial driver's licenses to truck drivers who don't speak or read English, are illegal, and in a couple of cases, he said, they give a license to a one-armed man and a legally blind driver as well. All right. Story number one, that is the man loses his right to vote for stealing Trump campaign signs. Story two, taxpayer funds meant for the homeless now being hijacked for the radical left-wing agenda. Or story three, California's even handing out driver's licenses to one-armed men and legally blind drivers. All right. We'll start with Kristen.
There's always a California or Florida story that makes me think twice. But I think, unfortunately, that could be true. That might have gotten by. And, yeah, the taxpayer money being hijacked for left agenda, that happens every day, everywhere, on every level. I think it was number one. I don't see how you could lose your right to vote unless you're actually in prison. I'll say one.
All right. Kristen goes with number one. Maggie?
I absolutely agree that number one is the falsie.
All right. Maggie? All right. Dave?
I'm going to have to agree. That's what I said, number one.
Dave goes with the ladies here this morning. Nobody voting for story number two. Yeah, absolutely. This is, again, they use Doge. You got to get the Doge involved on that as well because the homeless problem program, like the food stamp program, is rife with waste, fraud, and abuse. And story number one, New Hampshire man losing right to vote after pleading guilty Yeah, that is a true story. Story number three. California is handing out driver's licenses, but not to legally blind or one-armed men.
Is anything whack as possible in California? That's why.
Yeah, well, at least they haven't gone that crazy yet. Dave, hey, thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate it. Sorry it didn't work out for you this time.
Chuck doesn't need to know about this. You don't need to tell him tomorrow that he lost.
Yeah, but, you know, somebody's going to, you know, now that you've said that, it's going to hit him on the back channels.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, 7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And so this Operation Arctic Frost, as I said, is, I think, the worst political scandal slash crime in the history. We have a president, either knowingly or unknowingly, with his minions, his staffers, his attorneys, his people at the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, Mary McCord, Lisa Monaco et al., and others, weaponized. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, remember them? Weaponized the FBI to go after. Remember, ordinary Americans were being stalked by the FBI when they went to school board meetings. You know, when they were going to Catholic masses in Richmond, traditional Catholic masses, where the priest had his back to the congregation and so on and so forth. You were deemed a threat, and many others as well. Of course, MAGA, now, as it was completely targeted, they wanted to kill the most significant political movement in the history of the United States. Think about it. They recognize the threat politically that MAGA poses, and they realize they're going to be out of power. And then 77 million folk turned out in 2024 to reelect President Trump. And I think I have a sense that the numbers are growing by day. We see now in Pennsylvania, we're on the precipice for the first time of having more Republican voters than Democrat voters in the state. I think we're within 60,000, if I'm not mistaken. I've got to go back and check with Scott Pressler and some others, like Cliff Maloney. And it's the same thing's happening in Jersey right now. The same kind of groundswell of support. So, again, if it can happen in Pennsylvania, it can happen in New Jersey, it can happen here in Maryland. But you have to want it to happen, and you got to get out there and help work like Charlie did when he was alive. May he rest in peace. Scott Pressler, Cliff Maloney, and all these other groups. We had Dan Schultz on Monday, precinctstrategy.com. That's the website, how you can make a difference, and you can pay back and hold these people. Now, it's up to Attorney General Pam Bondi. A lot of this stuff has been referred to her for criminal investigation. So we'll see what happens at the Justice Department and at the FBI, if these people like Jack Smith and others will ever be held accountable. 7:50, you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
7:52, still to come. Top of the hour. We're going to take a look at the DHS secretary grilled over foster care. 8:37 this morning, it'll be Mackenzie Frost who's going to join us for a preview of In-Depth, which is going to be tonight at 5 here, actually on Fox 45. So we'll find out what Mackenzie is going to be talking about a little bit later on this morning. So stick with us here at 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update in for Chuck Whitaker, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Southbound side of I-95 looking quite crowded towards Mountain Road. An earlier crash now moved to the shoulder, but still causing a little bit of a slowdown. Beltway traffic looking rough. Outer loop especially from Route 1, Bel Air Road, all the way over towards the Harrisburg Expressway. You're on the brakes. Southbound Harrisburg Expressway, same deal from Hunt Valley down towards the Beltway. Of course, this rain is not helping anybody. Southbound 95, southbound 895, slow from the split into the tunnels and all the way down towards the Beltway. Southbound JFX crowded towards the Pepsi sign and towards the Northern Parkway. Outer loop slow towards I-70. Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be an ugly day today, at least for most of the day. Heavy winds, gusty winds, I should say, with heavy rain downpours. And even strong enough thunder cells or storms that could produce conditions that could create a tornado. Warmer today, highs in the upper 60s, rain clearing out later this afternoon and dry overnight in the 40s. Right now we are raining and 61 in Glen Burnie and it is 60 in Parkville. So we're now hearing that former Governor Andrew Cuomo is within 10 points of Mamdani, the commie, in New York City. Don't know if that's going to be enough with 5 days to go to change the outcome. Doesn't look like it will be. Can't believe that New Yorkers will actually vote for a communist, socialist, Marxist, somebody that basically refused to condemn Hamas, who basically lied about his role his aunt played in 9/11. Of course, has been buddying it up to a bunch of radical Islamic terrorists over the last couple of weeks. Here he is recently trashing the NYPD.
The importance for me of international solidarity is that it takes me out of the American political landscape and reminds me just how tame some of the things are that I'm actually calling for. And it reminds me of the necessity of grounding ourselves in the struggles as opposed to the fights around the struggles. For anyone to care about these issues, we have to make them hyper-local. We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF. We are in a country where those connections abound, especially in New York City. You have so many opportunities to make clear the ways in which that struggle over there is tied to capital's interest over here.
So there is. It's the actual IDF that's running the NYPD, according to Mamdani, who's campaigned with the jihadi who said America deserved 9/11. And this is somewhat, I guess it's not surprising, former State Senator Bobby Zirkin, who's a Democrat, recently wrote an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And in it, he points out that Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has endorsed Zohran Mamdani. And Zirkin writes, it's bad enough we have to endure Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's constant false statements about the state of Israel. It is difficult to stomach his attempts at moral equivalency and his apparent desire to deflect criticism of murdering terrorists. He never misses an opportunity to genuflect to the ultra-far-left fringes of the Democratic Party on issues involving Israel and the Jewish community. He's given his full-throated endorsement to Democrat socialist mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. Van Hollen's new buddy embraces blood libels against Jews in Israel. Mamdani has openly palled around with an individual who declared that America deserved what it got on 9/11. This month, Mamdani took pictures with an imam, Siraj Wahaj, tied to terrorism, who's called for jihad in New York. This individual is an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, and yet Mamdani heaped praise upon him. Despite all this, Senator Van Hollen endorses this individual for New York's next mayor. So he goes on, in which he talks about Van Hollen's history of what appears to be anti-Semitic votes and actions in the United States Senate. And then he goes on to say, so no big surprise that Maryland senator made a public endorsement of anti-Israel, anti-capitalist Zohran Mamdani. But Van Hollen didn't just make an endorsement. He declared that any Democrat who didn't endorse Mamdani was spineless and that people were sick and tired of that type of spineless politics. Well, Zirkin writes, Senator Van Hollen, I am a Democrat. Proud to give a primetime address on behalf of the Young Democrats of America at the DNC in the re-election of Bill Clinton and Al Gore. He concludes to say this. I don't have a vote in New York City to cast against Mamdani, but I do have one the next time Chris Van Hollen comes calling. He has disgraced himself and the people of Maryland with this endorsement and by his reckless lies and false statements about one of America's closest allies. For 2 years, Israel has been fighting for her very survival on several different fronts, and Van Hollen and Mamdani have done everything possible to undermine the world's only Jewish nation at every turn. Van Hollen and Mamdani's false rhetoric has contributed to a surge in anti-Semitism, and when faced with facts about those false statements, they just move on shamelessly to the next story. Check it out. It's a rather lengthy piece at the Baltimore Sun. That's former State Senator Bobby Zirkin basically ripping Chris Van Hollen a new one, as he should, for endorsing A, an anti-Semite, B, a communist. And that shows you how radical. And these are the buddies. These are the people he chooses to hang out with. Remember Maryland MS-13 man? Garcia? And now Mamdani? Who are his constituents? Who does Van Hollen think he's representing here in the state of Maryland? A bunch of radicals who hate America? And now he refuses to vote to open up the government to actually help the people of Maryland? Instead, he's helping human traffickers and wife beaters and a guy that wants to, I think, lead to the destruction of New York City and eventually the United States of America. That is who you voted for, Democrats, with Chris Van Hollen. I think also Brooks is pretty much right in the same boat, although she has enough common sense not to endorse him.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Following his meeting with China's President Xi in South Korea, President Trump says he'll be reducing tariffs on Chinese goods. China will buy American soybeans, lift restrictions on rare earth exports, and will take steps to deal with fentanyl production. President Trump wants to make sure the U.S. does not fall behind in nuclear weapons technology.
President Trump says he's ordered the War Department to resume nuclear weapons testing, quote, immediately. The president says he wants the Pentagon to match other nations' programs. He also calls this move a necessary step to maintain global parity. Mr. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post Wednesday night, quote, the United States has more nuclear weapons than any other country.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The government shutdown now into its 30th day as Senate Democrats refuse to pass a GOP bill to reopen the government. Republican Senator Steve Daines says the Dems may come to regret that.
This is turning against them. We've seen recent polling data reported by CNN, no less, that show actually the approval rating of Republicans in Congress are going up among independent voters as a result of the shutdown.
Daines on the Salem Radio Network. French authorities investigating this month's heist at the Louvre now have a total of 7 people in custody.
Crowds of visitors lined up outside the museum in Paris on Thursday as a local prosecutor announced 5 more arrests in the investigation into the dramatic theft of crown jewels. The 5 were detained late on Wednesday night in separate police operations in Paris and surrounding areas. The prosecutor did not release their identities or other details.
Correspondent Karen Chama says the jewels are still missing. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 123 points. NASDAQ futures 4 points higher. And the S&P futures are up 2. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Rainy days are not good for the roads. The northbound side of the Harrisburg Expressway, hearing about a new crash up near Middletown Road. Southbound side, crowded towards the Beltway. Outer loop of the Beltway slow from Bel Air Road over towards York Road, then again from 795 down towards I-70. Inner loop crowded towards the JFX. The JFX slow all the way down towards Cold Spring Lane. Southbound I-95 and 895 jam-packed headed into the Fort McHenry and the Harbor Tunnel. And so far, northbound 95, southbound 95, crowded towards Mountain Road. Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are weather alert today as heavy rain, gusty winds, and even strong to severe storms capable of tornadoes move through the region. Otherwise, weirdly warm with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight turns drier and colder as lows dip back into the mid 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Edgemere and 56 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Pasadena man is back in custody after authorities say he made repeated threats to kill Maryland judges. The Anne Arundel County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Joseph Scardina on Tuesday for violating probation tied to a previous conviction for similar threats. Investigators say Scardina made new threats online by phone and in person, prompting a tactical arrest at his home. He was previously sentenced to jail time and mental health treatment in 2024. Scardina remains in custody ahead of a bail review hearing next week. Maryland travelers are among those stranded in Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa tore across the island with winds topping 185 miles per hour. The Cat 5 storm knocked out power to most of the country and damaged major resorts, forcing flight cancellations and airport closures. Officials say about 25,000 tourists remain on the island as crews work to restore power and clear runways. Relief flights are expected to begin later this week as Jamaica continues recovery efforts. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 781. The pick 4, 1243. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. One thing to look for tonight in the Ravens-Dolphins game is a formation the Dolphins use when they run the ball, relying heavily, no pun intended, on a sixth offensive lineman to beef up the attack. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says he's prepared for that.
Well, I'm sure they'll do it. You know, they put number 64 in the center. He's out there blocking and does a really nice job, real athletic guy. We noticed that they did lean into that, and it helped their run game quite a bit. So, yeah, we've seen it before. It's something we definitely have to contend with, especially if we're in lighter group.
Now, this is something the Ravens need to be aware of. obviously. The defense is allowing 129 yards per game on the ground. That's bottom third in the league. The line hasn't been as stout as in years past since the season-ending injury to Nnamdi Matabike. Meanwhile, the Naval Academy in for the battle of their lives Saturday against a quarterback that threw for 608 yards last week. That's one game. Talking about North Texas Mean Green quarterback Drew Mestermaker, who Navy head coach Brian Newberry has immense praise for.
He's a big, tall dude and gets the ball out quickly. Got an NFL caliber arm, accurate, reads defense as well, knows where he wants to go with the football.
The redshirt freshman from Austin, Texas has completed 68% of his passes this year, 21 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. He'll go up against a Navy squad that is 7-0 for the first time in 47 years. Game 5 of the World Series last night goes to the Blue Jays 6-1 over L.A. Toronto can clinch tomorrow night at home. And finally, hockey news. 17-year veteran and Stanley Cup champion Brad Marchand is stepping away from the Florida Panthers to coach a junior team for a friend whose daughter had passed away. Wow. One of the game's true greats, Brad Marchand. Coming up in 30 minutes, the college football rumor that won't go away. And that is Dine on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour on Halloween Eve, we've got some spooky Democrats that we'll take a look at here this morning. Mackenzie Frost joins us at the bottom of the hour to talk about yesterday's Social Services Administration hearings. DHS is bad as DGS, if not worse. Again, why Maryland can't seem to run state-run agencies with competence and efficiency is beyond me, because there's no accountability either for the heads of these agencies. But that is our top story here today, is that the DHS Secretary Raymond Lopez was being grilled. Secretary Lopez grilled yesterday after year, poor audits, not conducting background checks, placing foster children. It was people on the sex offender registry. And I just give you one example here. One of the 14 vendors that was hired to provide one-on-one care for foster children, one of them had been convicted of murder in 1990. And that Social Services Administration could not readily determine if that person had access to children or not. Oh, that's comforting, isn't it? So the grilling began yesterday with Senator Bill Folden taking Secretary Lopez to task.
You all knew you had problems, yet those problems continued for quite a long time. And we lost a life. And we don't even know what happened to the other kids in hotels. I'm not so sure a hotel is a thing. I think the process and the attention and the care might have been the problem there and how we address things. So I'm a little concerned. Why weren't these first on your list to address?
There's a possibility that my answer will not be satisfactory to you, sir. My heart is broken over this death. And I ask myself every single day, if we had moved differently and faster on any number of issues, would this precious life still be alive?
Yeah. I can answer that question. If you'd done your damn job like you're supposed to do, that child would be alive. Kenia Ward. Lord knows how many other children have been abused, mishandled, and just cast aside in the foster care system. Senator Justin Reedy was asking about the timing of a memo sent out, a directive by Secretary Lopez.
Why did it take till October 22nd to issue this directive?
I'm going to tell the truth, and it will not resonate with everybody. The first thing we had to do was get a handle on what children were in hotels and why.
Yeah, well, you should know that. Your staff should know that. Your agency should know that. Democrat Senator Shelley Heddleman, chairing the committee said, maybe it's time we look at hospitals instead of hotels for children that need psychiatric care. She asked that question.
With all due respect, you didn't answer my question. Are hospitals part of that plan long term?
Long term, yes.
Within a year?
Yes.
After the hearing, Secretary Lopez, cornered by Mackenzie Frost, she'll be here at the bottom of the hour to talk about this. Lopez says, he mentioned the A word.
And I will hold my team accountable, not just at this table, but all 6,000 plus members of this department.
Well, the accountability starts with you, Secretary, with all due respect. You should resign. You should resign because you do not have a handle on your agency. Or you should be fired. But Governor Moore doesn't have the cojones to actually fire a secretary, okay, like Lopez, for some strange reason. And then Mackenzie tried to corner Frost on what took so long to get this thing turned around.
If I am asked about why certain things didn't exist in the department for years before I arrived, I can't speak to those things. So I was trying to speak on the record to what I knew about. And so when things come to my attention in the role as secretary or in our executive team, we take action. And sometimes it takes time to fix those issues.
So it took that long to fix this problem?
A DHS staffer did not allow the secretary to answer my follow-up question. So I tried again later.
Secretary Lopez, though...
Yeah, she wasn't interested in letting him answer that question. Look, you have to be proactive in these. You can't wait for something bad to happen and then react to it. You have to be proactive in the vetting and making sure. When you're dealing with children, innocent children, they should be the priority. And you should take the lead on this thing. As far as I'm concerned, Lopez and the entire staff should be fired. All of them should be gone. We'll hear from what Governor Moore said about that coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, in for Chuck Whitaker, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Remember, when the roads are wet, your tires are wet, your brakes are wet, so take your time slowing down, especially on those ramps. Southbound 895 and I-95, basically you're on the brakes from the split all the way down into the Fort McHenry and the Harbor Tunnels. Inner loop of the Beltway crowded towards 97. Westbound side of 100. Still got that crash near 97, causing delays back towards the Ritchie Highway. Outer loop of the Beltway slow from Bel Air Road to York Road, and then again from 795 down towards I-70. JFX crowded down towards the Northern Parkway, and you're quite slow on Orleans Street headed westbound. Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's not going to be a pretty day, that is for sure. It is going to be heavy rain, gusty winds, and maybe conditions that could create a possible tornado. I mean, it's hopefully we'll keep that updated for you here in just a second, but it's it's going to be an ugly day weather-wise. Highs in the upper 60s, and then rain clears out later on this afternoon, and we'll be dry and in the 40s overnight. And right now it is raining, and we've got Ocean City at 65, and it is 58 in Reisterstown. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again for America's 250th birthday celebration update. Some highlights in the past. America's 250 years. Next Independence Day, our big celebration. 1938, Orson Welles triggered some radio listeners to panic with a realistic dramatization of a movie based on the H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. There, people actually thought we were being invaded by Martians. and called police, took to the streets. I guess back then it was very, very convincing.
Good radio.
The power of radio. Yeah, that was a study in the power of radio, spoken word. 1953, National Security Council paper number 162-2, signed by President Eisenhower. The document affirmed that the nuclear arsenal of the United States was to be maintained and expanded to counter the Soviet Union. That's exactly what President Trump is doing now with the testing, ordering the testing of nuclear weapons because of the Soviet Union flexing their muscles with the nukes as well. So that is something that has been placed in history. 1983, the allegedly Reverend Jesse Jackson announced plans to become the first black to mount a full-scale campaign for the Democratic Party presidential nominee in the United States. He was plagued by things like, calling New York Hymie Town, for one. And then he said that if he was walking down the street alone and he saw a black individual on the other side of the street or whatever, he would cross the street to avoid it. So, I mean, that's didn't really endear him to his fellow voters, that is for sure. And finally, it was on this day in 2009, then-President Barack Hussein Obama announced that he would end the U.S. travel and immigration ban on people infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, because after all, he wanted all those people to come to this country. Where
get their medical treatment,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we know how that worked out. All right, that is a look at our 250th birthday celebration update. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning right here on WCBM. Governor Moore weighing in on this hearing yesterday. And look, Maryland Republicans are saying, you got to fire this guy. And that same kind of stuff happened with Vinny Schiraldi at DJS. Eventually, he was kicked out, ordered to resign. And I think the same thing might happen to Lopez, because this is pretty serious stuff, what has happened here. Year after year, 3 years in a row, an audit that is just horrible. They didn't do the background checks. They were placing in unsupervised hotels, which led to the death of a 16-year-old, placing foster children with sexual offenders on the registry. In one case, a guy that was convicted of murder was involved in this. And this was year in, year out. In fact, the legislative auditor, Brian Tannen, said yesterday at the hearing, and quote, "We're still here today, and they have the distinction of having a third unsatisfactory audit report in a row. In my 30 years, we've never had an agency go three audits in a row with an unsatisfactory." Here is what Governor Moore said.
People debating right now are challenges that took place before our administration came on board. But the commitment that I have is that we are going to fix them in our time, that we're not just going to kick the can down the road. And so I'm confident and thankful for the work that Secretary Lopez has already done and will continue to do to make sure that we are fixing the Department of Human Services and making sure it's serving the people of Maryland better.
Oh, what a leader. Huh? When he's not busy blaming Trump, he's busy blaming lockdown, Larry. Okay. Never mind. 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row under his watch, on his watch, a scathing audit on the incompetence, the bungling, and I would even say criminal negligence that occurred on his watch.
For sure.
Shame on you, Governor Tax Moore. Up with your calls and comments coming up next. It's 8:20 on Casey and Company.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association
Association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, the reason why they carry states like New York and Illinois is because of the population centers loaded with Democrat voters. Even Maryland, where I used to live, the Democrat Party wants to keep the people in America's inner cities uneducated, aggrieved, impoverished, and dependent. And now they have illegals in those areas that they are going to use to vote Democrat.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, Buster Casey and Company every day. WCBM.com. We scour the show looking for a highlight. Usually we come up with one or two. So,
but no.
That is available. Our Rumble Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up, Mackenzie Frost goes with her in-depth preview in about 15 minutes or so right here on Casey and Company. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. And he will be back with us tomorrow morning, as scheduled on Halloween appropriately, in costume, we hope. We don't know what his costume is as of yet, but we can only imagine. He could be going as a waiter at Buffet City.
Oh!
He could be going as the buffet. Right now, let's get an update with Carlos Ramirez.
Slowdowns all over the place because of the rain. Outer loop especially slow from Bel Air Road over towards York Road. Southbound JFX a mess all the way down towards the Northern Parkway. Inner loop crowded towards the JFX, and the outer loop is a mess headed down towards Baltimore National Pike. Southbound 895, your delays begin at the 895-95 split. It'll take you all the way down towards 295, and looks like 895, not much better. You're slow headed down towards the Harbor Tunnel. Not much has changed westbound 100. You're slow towards 97. I'm Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes for 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be one of those days. Windy, rain, heavy at times, downpours. And again, these conditions strong enough to possibly create a tornado. But we'll have to keep you posted on that as the day unfolds. So stay close to your radio and make sure you get the latest weather forecast before you head out, especially in the rush hour this afternoon. Upper 60s today. Rain clears out later on tonight. Dry and overnight will be in the 40s. And right now we're 63 in Annapolis, 59 in Owings Mills. Let's take some calls. Van is in Pasadena. Good morning, Van.
Good morning. The gentleman on Gutfield the other night made a statement that I believe he was quite accurate on. He said the reason the Democrats want to not fund the government is because they want to cause riots. And what better way to cause a riot than to have people go hungry? And that sure sounded like a good reason to me for them to extend this no funding the government until people won't have food.
Well, we do see some of that being referenced in social media posts that people are just going to now steal food and steal from stores, steal from each other.
Right. It'll be a riot.
Yeah. And when people do go hungry, it's one of the reasons why you get revolutions. Remember, let them eat cake in the French Revolution.
Well, I thought it was a very good suggestion or reason.
Well, I think President Trump is looking at that, and I think Leader Thune and Speaker Johnson, and I think what will happen, if anything even gets close to that, I think they're going to trigger the nuclear option and get rid of the 60-vote threshold to break the filibuster and to go with a simple majority. That way they would have enough votes to reopen the government. I think it's the last arrow in the quiver, but I think they're prepared to use it if they need be. Van, thanks for the call. Deborah's in Towson. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, I hope you can hear me.
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Amen. I was right on number 3. They crazy, but they ain't that crazy. Unarmed, blind. Anyway, got one chess piece going to save New York City. Her name is Elise Stefanik. She's going to kick Coco's ass out of there.
You know, Elise, I think Elise's got a great chance against Governor Hochul. The problem is she could actually make sure that state funds, don't get to New York, but she's going to have a bunch of Republicans go with her in the New York State Assembly, which is filled with a bunch of radical Democrats, because that's where Mom Donnie came from. He was a New York State Assemblyman.
Yep.
It's a great point, Deborah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Mike in Nottingham. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean. Sean, I believe that free speech is sacred in the Constitution. But why can't we have, for people who make outrageous statements like the United States of America deserved 9/11 for 3,000 of our American citizens to die, or who praise and say that more October 7th should happen to Israel, when they make statements like that, why we shouldn't drag them right before a firing squad and issue the death penalty for outrageous statements like that?
Well, look, I know how ugly these statements are. They're hateful, they're horrific, but this is what the First Amendment was written for, to protect against government tyranny of rendering you voiceless. And yes, I can't stand them as much as you can, Mike, but we can't. It's one thing if it's a call to action. If you're out there inciting, incentivizing, and calling people to commit terrorist acts, I agree with you wholeheartedly. They should be charged, and the appropriate sentence should be meted out if they're found guilty. But in this country, and what separates us from so many other third world banana republics, people can say things, whatever's on their mind, in a public setting without fear of government reprisal. And that's what separates us from other democracies. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go next to Tim in Essex. Good morning, Tim.
Morning. I had a question for you. I keep seeing references to the government shutdown lasting 45 days is to Trump's advantage, because at that point all of the DOGE cuts can become permanent without the Democrats in Congress being able to do anything about it. I was wondering if there's any truth to that, and if so, why?
I have not seen that. I doubt it, because the only way DOGE cuts become law is if Congress codifies them into law. And without Congress being open,
something about the funding running out, and it's because,
well, the funding is going to run out on a lot of these
the
programs.
His renewal of the Rescissions Act, or whatever it is.
The rescission packages. I'll look into that, and I'll do some deep homework on that, see if I can come up with an answer for you. But I would think, from the top of my head, I would say no, but I'll look into it and see if we can come up with a acceptable answer for you. Tim, thanks for bringing it to our attention. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost with a preview of her in-depth report tonight on Fox 45. It's time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Good morning. Thanks. The Baltimore Museum of Art will open Amy Sherald, American Sublime, on Saturday after the artist canceled its planned debut at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery over censorship concerns. The exhibition features nearly 40 works, including Sherald's portraits of Michelle Obama and Breonna Taylor, and highlights her evolution as an artist. Many of the paintings center on Baltimore residents, reflecting the city where Sherald's career began. The show runs through April 5th, with opening events and community celebrations planned this weekend. And the Maryland SPCA has temporarily stopped accepting dogs after one in its care tested positive for canine influenza H3N2. The pause will last at least a month, though adoptions and fostering for animals already at the shelter will continue. Dog adoptions are currently free, and the agency is asking for pet-free homes due to how contagious the illness is. Those unable to adopt or foster can support the organization through online donations. A Pasadena man is back in custody after authorities say he made repeated threats to kill Maryland judges. The Anne Arundel County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Joseph Scardina on Tuesday for violating probation, tied to a previous conviction for similar threats. Investigators say Scardina made new threats online, by phone, and in person prompting a tactical arrest at his home. And a rare Bob Ross painting is heading to auction in Towson just days after what would have been the late artist's 83rd birthday. The 1987 oil painting, Lake with Cabin and Trees, will be auctioned Friday at Alex Cooper Auctioneers, with bidding starting at $10,000. The piece features Ross's trademark landscape style and includes a handwritten note from the artist wishing the original owners a very happy and joyful life. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. Remember that just because the sun has come up doesn't mean you have to turn off those headlights, especially with this rain and all that road spray to be expected. You're gonna need those lights, especially if you have a gray or white car. You almost disappear to other people. Keep that in mind. Southbound 95, jam-packed from the 895 split all the way down into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Southbound JFX, a mess towards Northern Parkway. Beltway traffic, a mess towards 795. And you're slow on the outer loop towards the Harrisburg Expressway. Carlos Ramirez, the traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are weather alert today as heavy rain, gusty winds, and even strong to severe storms capable of tornadoes move through the region. Otherwise, weirdly warm with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight turns drier and colder as lows dip back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Game 5 of the World Series last night in L.A. started off with a bang.
Here he comes, and off we go in Game 5 with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field. Call to the track. It's a home run on the first pitch of Game 5.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox, and not to be outdone, two pitches later, Vlad Guerrero parked one in the left field seats. Back-to-back homers to start a World Series game for the first time in history, and the Blue Jays would go on to take Game 5, 6-1 the final, a 3-2 series lead. They can clinch it tomorrow night in Toronto. Week 9 of the National Football League kicks off tonight with the Ravens at Miami. Dolphins only 2-6, but they do have some attributes that could give Baltimore's defense some problems, and that is team speed, even without the great Tyreek Hill. Speed on the outside and speed in the backfield, but the Ravens defense, according to Roquan Smith, is starting to feel itself once again.
We all know who we are and who we need to be, play in and play out and game in and game out. And last week is last week, but it's a totally new week and a good team in Miami. So excited about the opportunity.
And by the way, it's an Amazon Prime game tonight with Al Michaels at the mic, but it will be carried locally by Channel 2. As Maryland prepares for a homecoming game against number 2 Indiana, the question lingers as to why actually has Maryland given up 3 straight fourth quarter leads to conference teams, resulting in 3 straight losses. Head coach Mike Locke outlines Maryland's biggest failure.
I mean, our biggest concern going into the season has been depth, and if you look at where our issues have lie, they typically lie in our lack of depth and when we need it most, because, you know, when you lose 6 starters in that last drive against UCLA and replace them with freshmen, you know, a lot of the meat of guys that have played plays around here aren't in our program.
And the Terps may be without 2 of their most important defensive players again this week, talking about linebackers Zahir Mathis and Daniel Wingate. Meanwhile, Navy head football coach Brian Newberry has got some problems. He's got to figure out this weekend, how do you prevent North Texas quarterback Drew Mestemaker from repeating what he did last week, which is a 608-yard throwing performance, the second highest total in FBS history.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to be really efficient, you know, with our drives. And I think, you know, time of possession obviously will be a point of emphasis for us and trying to keep their offense on the sideline. The more we can do that, and the less snaps we have to be out there on defense, the better. But
in fact, Navy tied for 25th in the country in time of possession as we speak at over 31 minutes per game. And finally, with the college basketball season beginning next week, Monumental Sports Network announcing yesterday a robust basketball broadcast schedule all in the Mid-Atlantic, including GW, George Mason, and Towson University. 72 games will be broadcast by Monumental, the most in network history, including 34 women's matchups. And a happy heavenly birthday today, born on this day in 1916, Leon Day, the American Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, nine-time Negro League All-Star, played for the Baltimore Elite Giants, born on this day in Alexandria, Virginia. He passed away in 1995. All right, real quick, before I get out of here, because the Dolphins game is tonight, we'll start with our Friday football pick-ems today.
Okay.
So I assume we're all taking the Ravens, but
yes,
am I wrong?
Yeah. Yep, Ravens.
Ravens?
Absolutely.
All right, Ravens over Miami tonight. Guys, have a great one, and that is Stein on Sports.
We'll see you on Halloween. Make sure you wear your costume.
Oh, I've got one planned for tomorrow.
Well, you might take that one off first. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Gary. Oh, Sean.
8:37 here on Casey and Company.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Time for our weekly preview of In Depth with Mackenzie Frost tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Mackenzie joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, busy day yesterday in Annapolis, and it just, you know, stop me if I'm wrong here, but it just, I get an eerie sense that we've seen this story before. An embattled secretary of an agency that is in disarray. Governor Moore, you know, backs the secretary, and yet we saw what happened to Vinnie Schiraldi. Is Secretary Lopez, might he meet the same fate?
We will have to wait and see, I guess. I mean, it does feel a bit like deja vu, right?
Yeah.
But look at how long, you know, Secretary Schiraldi kind of weathered the storm amid all of the calls for his resignation before Governor Moore did decide that it was time for a change. And I feel like this is the start of potentially the same process for Secretary Lopez. But, I it feels like we're at the beginning of that story. We'll have to see how it ends.
Yeah, and it just doesn't bode well when you're there asking, I think, pertinent, probative questions, and A, they're not willing to answer it, or B, they slough you off to a spokesperson who still can't answer the question. It seems like they're hiding something.
You know, one of the questions that was brought up during the hearing was about this new directive, right? And why did it take until October 22nd to issue that directive, which was exactly 1 month after the death of Kanaya Ward, which on the surface seems like a relatively quick amount of time for change, especially for a government agency. But when you take a step back and you look at the audit itself, which came out at the beginning of September, and it talked about repeat finding after repeat finding, this is an agency that has known about these problems for years and has been told by state auditors for years that these problems existed, and now we're starting to see change after a child died.
Maybe it's not the key point. 3 years of, I think the auditor himself said he's never seen anything like it before in his experience. 3 years in a row, you get a scathing audit. They're not doing background checks. They're placing him with sex offenders. In one case, an employee of one of the vendors was convicted of a murder. This is pretty, I would think stuff like that would rise to the secretary's desk, but he seemed to be unaware of it.
Yeah, that was the appearance, at least, and that was something that I asked him directly, was why did it take you almost 3 years in office to finally get a handle on this information and the scope of this data? And, you know, he argues that it took time to change the process and to collect this information. But at the same time, when you come into a department that has been previously documenting these problems, one would have to assume that as the leader of that department, you would be aware of the problems on day one. And yet here we are, where we're just starting to see some incremental policy shifts.
Well, especially since, you know, the DHS SSA, they have been the target of lawsuit after lawsuit. In fact, I think one of the lawsuits dates back to 40 years ago. So anybody taking that job, if they did their due diligence, would realize what they're inheriting or what they're walking into. What was your big takeaway from yesterday's hearing?
I think ultimately, you know, I had two main takeaways. One was that the agency seems to admit that they know these problems, but the speed in which we're going to see change is going to be a lot slower than people want. And I just don't know how long lawmakers are willing to be patient to see more changes. But on the flip side of that, that brings me to my other takeaway, was that some of these members on this committee seemed to have absolutely no idea what was going on. I mean, one of the committee members asked Secretary Lopez if the department was thinking about ending hotel stays. Well, they did. They implemented that policy change. News broke about that on Monday. So if you're a member of this committee and you don't even know that this policy shift was announced 2 days before this hearing, is this committee really the appropriate place to be handling the level of serious questions that need to be asked to this department? I was kind of baffled by that.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that, didn't they violate that directive already?
Yeah, they did. And that's something that the secretary says, you know, they're investigating. And he also was kind of tripped up on some of the details of that specific situation. He said that the child in question didn't stay at the local social services office for more than 4 hours. But that's not what the attorney of this family is saying. And they're, you know, they're saying that the child was there for more than 14 hours. So if the secretary doesn't know the details of this violation already, it really doesn't instill confidence in a lot of people that this policy will actually be followed.
Did the secretary address what, if any, action he is going to take to ensure that DHS will have a comprehensive procedure to make sure that they're doing proper criminal background checks on adults, which they will be in custody of foster care children?
For the guardianship homes, I mean, that was something that was really eye-opening, too, because in the report itself, DHS made the defense that they don't believe they have the legal authority to continue doing those background checks, right? That was something that they made very clear after the child has been placed in the home. But then later on in the hearing, there was an exchange with Senator Clarence Lamb and the secretary talking about the interpretation of that code. And it seemed to be like the secretary at first said that they did have the authority, and then somebody else from the department said, no, we actually don't believe we do have the authority. Senator Lamb believes he's reading the law saying that they do have the authority. So there's some interpretation questions about what authority the department really has, which is concerning if nobody is on the same page about what legal authority is there for the Department of Human Services. But the secretary did say by the early of next year, he hopes to have a blanket policy for background checks for the one-to-one providers, but that's still several months away.
Did the secretary make any admissions of mistakes or oversights or any action regarding Kanaya Ward, in that she has a history of psychiatric problems, as she was a cutter? She should never, ever have been left alone anywhere, let alone a hotel room.
Right. So, I mean, he did. It almost took near the end of the hearing before Kanaya Ward's name was actually brought up for the first time, which was a point of frustration for one of the members on the panel. But the secretary said that, you know, he thinks about her all the time and wonders what would have happened had they implemented changes sooner. But on the, you know, all he really said was that, and that the investigation is ongoing. He recognizes that the department has problems and pledged to fix them. But again, they knew that these problems existed, and the policies allowed this to happen to a certain extent. And it's not really clear, you know, how long this investigation is going to take or what the accountability outcome will be.
We're talking to Mackenzie Frost. She goes in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45, talking about the Social Services Administration, specifically the DHS, and they've been plagued. An epidemic of scathing audits 3 years in a row. And I wanted to ask you this, Mackenzie. Governor Moore seems to suggest that these are problems that long-withstanding, seem once again to blame his predecessor, yeah. Governor Hogan. Does a three-year audit, 3 years in a row, while you're in office, doesn't that impact his credibility on that issue?
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole story that we heard throughout the entire day, was that you know, everyone there inherited these problems and that they're working on fixing them. But if you're running for re-election, can you really say that you inherited these problems and you're going to fix them when you've been in office for 3 years? And again, I just keep coming back to the fact that everybody in this department knew that these problems existed. They were told what was going on. DHS has a documented history of problems, and yet we're still, the leaders are still blaming the previous administration for the issues while the fixes have yet to really fully be realized.
Yeah, just amazing that it comes to this. So what is this working group that was supposed to meet and then didn't meet until the report was supposed to be issued on October 1st, and that's when they finally got together? What are they supposed to be doing?
So they're responsible for looking at these problems and producing a report that should guide the legislature to fix it and to implement policies that are supposed to help this department move forward. And like you said, the report was due October 1st. This was a statute that was created by the General Assembly, and they didn't meet until October 2nd. And now we're learning that it doesn't look like they're going to have a report published until March or April. And just to remind everybody, the General Assembly is done in the first week of April. So not really sure how much good these guidelines are going to be if lawmakers don't even get them until the very end of session, if not after they leave Annapolis already.
It's almost as if they timed it that way.
Right. Yeah. It does feel a little bit like that, doesn't it?
Mackenzie Frost, in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Excellent investigative journalist and work. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You do the same. It's 8:49. Yeah, just scathing audit, dead girl. It's just more of the same in the state of Maryland. And one wonders when we're truly going to get good leadership. And that's where, you know, it's time really for a change in Maryland after this massive taxpayer increase, after all these fees increased, after incompetent secretaries at DJS, DHS. And you got a guy like Ed Hale, a common sense, businessman. I think it's time in Maryland that we stop experimenting with some of these elected officials and go with somebody that's got some moxie and some real-world common sense. We saw what it did for us at the presidential level. Why couldn't we do it here at the gubernatorial level as well? It's 8:50, time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News time brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A family in Australia found a message in a bottle. That's that police song, remember? Tossed in the ocean over a century ago. It was actually two letters written by soldiers who shipped out for World War I. They apparently tossed the bottle off their ship after leaving for Europe. One of them survived the war, the other didn't. The couple who found the bottle tracked down family members of both men and got the letters back to them. Here's Deborah Brown talking about the letters.
She picked it up and said, "Oh, Dad, this bottle's pretty cool. It's very thick glass and it's got messages in it. We better take it home." We're very emotional about it because, unfortunately, Malcolm lost his life in the war a year later. It's very emotional, but we're also very excited that we found it because we've made it into something really special for the family.
Just an incredible story. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi,
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. and FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, the Arctic Frost list of conservatives surveilled has grown dramatically. Jack Smith's goal was to wipe MAGA off the map and jail MAGA leaders like Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, and Rudy Giuliani. Soviet-style stuff. Listen noon to 3.
You just can't win, because I'm here to tell you guilty of sin. Here comes the judge. Here comes
the
judge.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, last traffic check-in for the day. And for Chuck Whitaker this morning, Carlos Ramirez.
Need you to be careful on the Beltway inner loop. Just past Reisterstown Road, dealing with a new crash. Unclear how many lanes are affected, but the delays are quite telling. You're slow as you make your way towards Pikesville. Brake lights as far back as Security Boulevard. Outer loop just as bad from Pikesville down towards I-70 and the Baltimore National Pike. Eastbound 70 slow from 29 to the Beltway. Southbound 29 slow coming off of I-70. Southbound 95, you're slow from the 895 split all the way down across the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Sounds like a crash near the Key Highway, and the outer loop's got a crash near Bel Air Road. Right side blocked. Carlos Ramirez with traffic on the threes on 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, heavy rain, gusty winds, a strong enough storm to produce a tornado. So stay tuned to keep close to your radio. We'll give you updates on that throughout the day today. Upper 60s today, then later on it dries out. 40s overnight right now. Rain in 62 in Parkville, 63 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. What's up on the show?
So we got lots to talk about. Of course, the viral police video. We're going to start the show talking about that. Very shocking indeed. You know, I do understand that the police officer has been suspended, and they said that they're going to further review. From what I saw, I would think that this, you know, it's going to be a thorough investigation. Yeah. But it's
my take on it is that I think he was pursuing the perp. I don't think his intent was to run him over, which that's the headline.
But
you can't, at some point in time, you got to stop the car and give a foot chase.
Right.
And I think that's probably.
But he was already on foot, which was, you know what I mean? So he got back, into the patrol car.
Right.
And then started going after him. I don't know. Hopefully we'll see the dash cam video.
Yeah, but I think that'll tell a lot.
Yeah. So we'll wait for that one, but we'll talk about that today. Also, Governor Wes Moore and Senator Bill Ferguson at odds over the redistricting. I saw Speaker Adrian Jones is taking Wes Moore's position on this. This is clearly political.
Yeah.
And, you know, Senator Bill Ferguson is the voice of reason on this, which is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking that that phrase would ever come out of your mouth. Is shocking. You're right about that.
It is.
Well, but because, you know, they got spanked the last time out in court.
Right.
They could end up, instead of 8-0, it could end up like 6-2.
Yeah.
So, you know, got to be, and he knows that. And Westmore cares about is his presidential ambition.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Arctic Frost, big national
huge
story today.
I think it's the greatest political criminal scandal in the history of the United States.
I think it is. Everybody always says it's the next Watergate, right, for everything else, but this is it. I think this is it right here. When I saw state senator from Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, his name was on the list. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, first we're talking about these big influencers like Steve Bannon, but now you look down that list.
Was he an elector in Pennsylvania?
I think he was, yeah. Because remember,
so
they were
all
working
of the,
on the...
All the alternative electors in all the swing states were named.
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought it was interesting because he was at the top of the list there. And I was like, wait a minute, Doug? Not Doug. So we're talking about that. And then Matt Coster's going to join us at 10 o'clock. He's the fire union president for 734. Apparently, we're talking about, you know, being understaffed, overworked. But then also some AI videos that has, I guess, it's a little bit of oversight, but maybe too much oversight.
Yeah, but the AI thing with the firefighters to me is fascinating because, you know, why pick on the firefighters with AI? Why not put AI in every single city and state government office?
Yeah.
Maybe they would solve the problems of DJS, DHS. And
you would think so.
I would think so. Why just the firefighters?
Yeah, they're being signaled out here for sure. So we'll talk to Matt at 10.
You think they're regretting that endorsement at this point?
Oh, I'm going to ask him. You know I'm asking. You know I'm asking him. Oh, man. They endorsed Mayor Brandon Scott pretty early on.
Yes, they did.
We're going to talk to him about that, too.
All right. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next.
Thank you.
Right here after the 9 o'clock news. Tomorrow we'll do Spooky Democrats, so we'll save that because I don't have time in this segment. So it'll be Halloween. I think it's more appropriate for Halloween to do Spooky Democrats tomorrow. I just want to pause one second that if you live in Pennsylvania and you commute down here to Baltimore, or if you have family in Pennsylvania, I think next Tuesday's election in Pennsylvania, look, they're all important. You want to save New York from commie, I get it. But there are checks and balances there that will keep him, I think, in check, hopefully, so he doesn't ruin the financial capital of the world. I think that Cittarelli's got a better chance in Jersey than Winsome Earl Sears does in Virginia. But both those races are close and could go either way. Prop 50, I think it's California. It'll probably pass. That's where they would redistrict and wipe out, basically leave like four Republican seats. Pennsylvania, the highest court has become a lightning rod there. The court currently is 5-2 partisan split in favor of the Democrats. Three current Democrat Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices are up for retention. Kevin Dougherty, Christine Donahue, and David Wecht, all three first elected in 2015. If all three Democrat justices were to lose their retention votes, then the court would have an even 2-2 party split through the 27 elections. The vacancies could be temporarily filled by the Pennsylvania governor and the Republican-controlled Pennsylvania State Senate, but it appears doubtful they would come to an agreement. So it might be this would be important to the midterms, because remember, Pennsylvania are the ones that said no to President Trump challenging the election results, saying he didn't have any standing in Pennsylvania. So again, I think Pennsylvania is the key for successful midterms in 26 and maybe into the 28 election as well. To me, that is the most important election next Tuesday. They're all important, but the one that could affect the impact of the midterms the most is the Supreme Court justices vote no on their retention in Pennsylvania. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for Kim. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.